government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmess, and I'm going to be sitting in for the rest of the week. Big news, obviously, we're going to be playing the Mark Dice clip over at Reagan. We're going to play the first one as well. We're going to have Mark on in about 15 minutes. But if you listened to the show yesterday, I was talking about this prison attack out in Afghanistan. And I said to everybody, now look, on Friday, they show you that 1,000 militants have escaped from this prison. And I said, on Monday, they report that the Taliban has a stronghold again in Afghanistan. Literally took them a weekend, I guess, to get much more of a stronghold than they had. Again, this is less than 1,000 people. I mean, let's think about it. The 1,000 prisoners, they still only admitted about 400 Taliban. The numbers are ridiculous. Our military is much greater and stronger. So I get off the air, and I believe there is a story over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I'm going to bring that story right up. It's just incredible, folks. They're now admitting that the U.S. gave the green light for the attack. They probably did more than just let it happen. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. I mean, it's just, let's explain it again. If they were a real threat, they would be in places like Guantanamo Bay, which are totally horrific and torture people and small children and women and rape them. And those pictures are out there. I'm sorry. You know, it disturbs me a lot that all of this can be public. Okay, senators can literally come out of of the Capitol building and say to the media, what I saw was horrific. I'm embarrassed. I'm appalled. I'm shocked. And this is the stuff we weren't allowed to see. Now, what we did see was just unbelievable. I mean, and it didn't even scratch the surface, guys. It didn't even scratch the surface. So again, let me recap it. Friday, prison attack. Taliban goes free. Monday, Taliban stronghold in Afghanistan again. Later Monday afternoon, the U.S. allowed it to happen. They gave the green light. Let me say it again. They gave the green light. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable, folks. How many more times? Who's going to bring this up? Everybody should be calling their local representatives and just go nuts about this. Our troops are going to be there forever if what we do is capture people and then allow them to go free and then act like there's a conflict. Okay? 400 more Taliban members. Come on. Think about our military power. Think about what you've seen. Just publicly, what you've seen. It's beyond the pale. It's beyond the pale. And then we have the neocons that propagate this war. They're the big cheerleaders. Rah, 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 rah. Let's kill all the Middle Easterns. Let's just kill everybody, apparently. Like Michael Reagan. I watched a really disgusting clip where he said, I guess these parents named their kid Hezbollah, okay, which is tasteless. But whatever. You know, the kid didn't name himself Hezbollah, okay? It's not the kid's fault. And even then, it doesn't deserve death. He said, oh, well, we should just take a grenade and shove it right up its bottom and blow it up. Blowing up babies. That's what Michael Reagan's about when he's not threatening 9/11 truthers, when he's not soliciting their murders. Oh, man. After the break, we're going to play that first clip, and we're going to have Dice on at a quarter after, and hopefully we're going to be playing that second clip as well. See if I have that. I do have that. So we're going to be playing both clips. It's unbelievable. Is this the baby's bottom one? Oh, man, let's play this. Oh, it's already the break, folks. Remember, you can see all this stuff at Infowars.com. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess. We'll be back after this with Michael Reagan's disgusting comments and Mark Dice.
Oh. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. And I'm going to play this first Michael Reagan clip. And then I think we're going to play the second one right afterwards. Dice is actually on. That's a bit longer. So we're not going to play the whole thing because we're going to have Dice on at a quarter after. It's a power-packed show, folks. I got Paul Craig Roberts coming up later. We got We Are Change Vancouver and We Are Change LA also in the show. And we're going to go over this U.S. role in Afghan prison attack. Mainstream press, www.presstv.ir. See, all this is out in the open. The Guardian reports about the prison attack. It's not big news yet in the United States because they haven't decided exactly how they're going to spin it. And then they spin it by saying Taliban has a stronghold. But I digress. Let's get into some Reagan.
They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and the classified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a bow, don't blindfold him, let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God. That was a mean thing to say, Brett.
The Ron Paul supporters. Unbelievable. You know, again, Ron Paul's for the Constitution. Ron Paul's for the Bill of Rights. And this sniveling little neocon, spoiled rich kid, adopted son of Ronald Reagan, never had to deal with anything real in his life, folks. Everything was taken care of. Never had to deal with any kind of consequence. Is cracking jokes about the one man that tried to save this country after he tries to solicit the murder of you and me. That's right. I was an Alex Jones listener before I got involved in all this. Alex is really the one that woke me up. I mean, I had looked into 9/11. I had, you know, checked some of the things out. I had come around to at least let it happen on purpose, and I came across Road to Tyranny. And wow, did I not want it to be true. But I was able to check out 90-95% of the stuff. All true. Very upsetting. And that's why I'm here today. You know, because there's still these other people on the other side trying to enslave us. I mean, Michael Reagan doesn't have a grasp on reality. He's just, again, soliciting our murder because we know what's going on. It's unbelievable. All right, let's try to play this this other clip where he had Dice on yesterday, and then we will have Mark Dice for you on the program.
Governor Jesse Ventura, who's an explosive expert.
Please.
You have Bill Doyle, the head of the Coalition of 9/11 Families, says that half of the families, half of the widows, say it's an inside job. We have Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman of the U.S. Air Force. He was head of the Star Wars program, says inside job. Andre von Bülow, the former German defense
Mark, you're saying somebody who they report to be the dumbest human being on the planet, George Bush, was able to plan out in the first
George Bush is a spokesperson and a puppet for these powers that are in
so
control.
So who is it that planned 9/11? Who is it that put it all together? And George Bush ended up being the president when 9/11 happened. What's the name of the? You're giving me a lot of names. What's the name of the person that in fact put this all together, thought it all out for the inside job to happen?
Why don't you look at the project for the new American
Century? Why don't you tell me? Tell me, you're on the air. Tell me who it was that, in fact, planned this all out.
Would you stop cutting me off?
I want an answer.
Listen, you go and look at the project for the
I don't want to look at the project. I don't want to look at the project. I want you to give me a name.
Look at the names on the list.
Give me
the names. Look at the high-level names in the defense.
Give me the names. Give me the names.
I suggest that you go and watch.
No, you give me the names. Give me the names.
Stop cutting me off here. Listen, I'm not an insider. I don't have the specific names. We have the specific instances and the evidence of these terrorists not being stopped,
Mark,
of the investigations being
Mark,
blocked.
Mark, come on. You're sending DVDs. You're sending DVDs to the troops.
Hijackings going on that morning.
Mark.
Mermaids, cutting charges found in the wreckage of the World Trade Center.
Mark, you're sending DVDs to the military talking about the Kennedy administration, the Johnson administration. You're saying George Bush himself was not responsible for what happened on 9/11, that there was other plans out there, other people putting these things in. You tell me a website to go to, just give me some names, what organization, what party, what political persuasion, you know, what group of people was responsible or were responsible then for doing these things to prepare the World Trade Center to fall as it fell as an inside job on 9/11. You have all this information. Just tell us who that is.
Yeah. High-level elements within the CIA, within the Defense Department, within the Security
but
Council.
But you have no names?
Project for the...
All right, let's get to Mark Dice. He's actually here. We'll play the rest of that clip after he's gone, but he's only got a short period. And we didn't get to the apology there, but he just keeps wanting names. And you're explaining to him, you know, take a look at the Project for a New American Century list. Paul Wolfowitz, Dan Quayle, Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. I could go on. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good, but I'm still a little disturbed. The spokesperson over there at Radio America, both the affiliate director and the communications director, told me that no disciplinary action will be taken against Reagan. They said that he has apologized and that they think that everything is okay. And I asked him if the president of Radio America was familiar with the controversy that was going on, and he declined to say. So I'm under the suspicion that they're just trying to protect Reagan, that the president, as of yesterday, was not aware of this. So I posted his direct a line in his extension and his email address, and I see that prisonplanet.com has something up there too. And, you know, this is appalling also that no mainstream media has covered this. Raw Story, I don't know if Raw Story is considered mainstream media, but I mean, we're talking, this should be in several major newspapers and several major television stations, and this is an unprecedented event that has happened, and it's still a blackout. And I think we just need to continue to push and push and send a message and set the precedent that this kind of behavior is not going to be tolerated and that there's going to be consequences. There's going to be legal consequences. Your paycheck is going to be cut. The institutions that support this kind of conduct are not going to be tolerated. And there's going to be career losses. There's going to be a new filing over at the unemployment line when something like this happens.
Well, you know what? Let's give out the Radio America President Jim Roberts number. Everybody listening out there needs to make this call. Again, they're threatening you and mine's lives. They've threatened Mark's lives. This is garbage. I mean, literally said you should be shot and he'd pay for the bullet. So here we go.
You know, I'll give you the number in a second. He thinks that just by apologizing is going to be okay. You know, if somebody's drinking and driving and they happen to have an accident and kill somebody, they can say that they're sorry all they want. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be held accountable, that they're not going to go to jail, that they're not going to be charged. And again, for anybody that thinks that my interview compromised the case officer said that it was completely fine for me to go on the show. Jim Roberts is the name of the president of Radio America. You can go to radioamerica.org. There's a phone number down at the very bottom of the page. His extension is extension 215. So if you're not in front of the computer, you can write this number down. It is area code 703-302-1000, extension 215. And his email is J Roberts.
That's J, the letter.
RadioAmerica.org. Yeah, the letter J, Roberts, at RadioAmerica.org, or J, Roberts, at AmericanVeteransCenter.org. And just please continue to file reports with the FCC. You must include the date. That when they say the call letters, I just put Radio America, comma, syndicator. For the date, you have to enter June 10th. The form is very picky on there. It took me several entries before it would finally accept it, and we just got to get the ball rolling over there. And I mean, just the fact that his studio—you know how it is. There's in a studio, we get this impression that there's a large, huge corporation that runs these things, but a lot of time it's the producer, it's some technicians, and I have a feeling that they're just kind of keeping this to themselves. They don't want the higher ups within Radio America to be aware of this, so we're going straight to Jim Roberts, the president. And the more we get this out in the mainstream media, and the more people it's going to become getting aware of this, the more heat it's going to bring to have him fired. And in that interview with me yesterday, he made a couple of radical claims that are just blatantly false, saying that Radio America, or that Air America hosts, rather, have called for the death of George Bush. Just blatantly false. The Secret Service would be investigating that. They would be arrested, and they would be fired immediately. And it's interesting, he doesn't think that the Bilderberg group is important. That's old news.
Yeah, all the policy they just discussed still hasn't been implemented. And as I've discussed before, you know, that's the weekend where we have, 140 people. This summer, we're going to have 3,000 people where they'll disperse their little agendas throughout in a compartmentalized fashion. We've got Mark Dice with us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All right, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm sitting in. Don't forget that Alex is putting out a new film. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you're going to be able to see that in high quality, folks. High quality. Over at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. Mark Dice, you're in it. And you haven't seen that yet. Actually, Rob was talking about getting you getting you at least a couple downloads off an FTP site so you could check it out. I'll talk to you about that off air. Anyway, 9/11 Chronicles, July 4th over at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to be shipping out DVDs as well. We just finished the cover art and mastering the DVD and sent it out. It's pretty exciting. I can't wait for it to get out there. It's an awesome tool. It's going to show that this is a movement, that you can make a difference. You know, again, people like Mark Dice, Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth are in it. Of course, We Are Change. Luke Radowski plays a huge role in this. It's not just Alex Jones. It's Cinema Verite. Amazing film. Now, during the break, me and Mark were talking about, you know, he was making the point that maybe, you know, with the inbox is full about Tim Russert's death, you know, this story slipped under the radar. They don't know who Michael Reagan is, obviously, you know, Ronald Reagan's son. You put out another press release, Mark. Why don't you tell people about that?
I sent out again another press release yesterday. You know, this is really, this needs to be done, but at the same time, I'm angry. It's distracting me from finishing the new books. But I sent out a press release to literally hundreds of news agencies. I mean, you know, every channel at Fox News, every show at Fox News, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, everybody, reporters, The Washington Post, The Washington Times, I mean, anybody and everybody that you could think of that has a contact link. And still, nobody has picked this up. Nobody has replied. The only people who have talked about this have been InfoWars, Raw Story, and two individuals over at Air America, Tom Hartman and Mike Malloy. And just the fact that they've swept this under the rug is just absolutely appalling. So please, let's just continue. This needs to be done. This man can't get away with this. He needs to lose his job. He needs to get in the unemployment line. This needs to set a precedent that people can't cross this line. This is one line that you can't cross. Let's just continue to get the word out to the mainstream media, to just email them the audio clip, the date, the time, or you can even send my whole press release in. And let's just continue to call Radio America here, radioamerica.org. The phone number's at the bottom of their website. The extension to the president is extension 215. And his email, if you go to prisonplanet.com, there's an article there about how he is having no disciplinary action, and you can find his email down on the bottom. The headline is Reagan's, quote, apology weak and disingenuous. And, you know, when I got on his show, he didn't even admit fully what his comments were. He tried to sweep it under the rug and make it seem like he said, you know, if somebody were to shoot me, that he'd like to pay for the bullets. I had to correct him and make it clear that he was urging people to do that, and myself and others. And I see that you guys posted some of his other just absolutely appalling.
Yeah, you know, let's just kill babies. And I believe I've heard him say that there in that same clip that there won't be peace in the Middle East until all of them are dead. You know, he's just advocating for a total genocide.
This is a high-level Republican strategist, and that, you know, I don't know what kind of a strategy they have over there in the Middle East, but that just is the worst genocide. I mean, maybe he's a strategist for the Nazi Party. I'm not really sure exactly what kind of a party would be employing him for his ideas, because that's just utterly ridiculous. But I don't even know at this point. I'm just going to turn up the heat, and I'm not calming down about this. It's been a couple days now, and I think he's just hoping that it's going to go sweep under the rug, that people are going to forget about this. But let's continue the calls. The communications director and the affiliates director over there at his syndicator have said that they've been getting hundreds of calls. So if you're going to call, don't just call and say that he should be, you know, he's the traitor and he's the America. Just say, hey, he needs to be fired immediately. This is unacceptable. And let's not harass these people, and let's keep it civil. But just demand, look, this is unacceptable. This has never been said in the history of radio, and it needs to stop immediately. You need to remove his platform for this. His career needs to be over.
Absolutely, and our listeners can make it happen if they want to make it happen. That's the power of the individual, Mark. If we all come together, if we all say that we have the power, if we all email this guy, if we all call his office, things are going to get done, and things aren't going to get done if nobody does anything. I want to shift gears a little bit back to that point we ended with before the break. Bilderberg Group's just a week ago now, okay? Can you stay for one more segment, Mark?
Sure.
All right, awesome. But anyway, again, just a week ago, 140 or so of the most powerful people in the world are there. They're going to dispense that agenda in Sonoma, California in about a month, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And again, Bilderberg meeting is important because you're going to have David Rockefeller there every year, okay? You're going to have the heads of the industries that matter, a.k.a. Google, is there. Gee, I wonder why Google is there this year. Microsoft is there. Weird. I think they had a neuroscience professor. They had some kind of a crazy psychologist there this year, probably for their little psyops that they love to play against us. They had Bernanke there, head of the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, Condoleezza Rice is there. You can be sure she'll be in the next administration somewhere. You can bet it. All right? Wolfowitz is there. You bet? Wolfowitz is one of those guys that's really been a ball player for a while. And he just kind of stays in the backdrop, getting minimal press attention. But he's a real player. He's one of the names that I probably would have named with Reagan when he was asking me about names. Cheney was one of them. I would definitely say that Wolfowitz at least, you know, think tanked it. You look at those Project for a New American Century documents, and they're just disgusting. You know, they took the PNAC site down last month, right, Mark?
We still have- I know that some listeners are hearing about this for the first time. Not everybody tunes into this show every day. And I don't want to let this overshadow Operation Inform the Soldiers, which is our plan that's already in motion to send DVDs and emails and letters to the troops stationed in Iraq. And again, you can get information, just Google, you can go to my site or just Google how to send packages to troops, and you can find out, you can sign up with certain organizations, churches, adoptausoldier.org. There's also programs where you can sign up and get email addresses of the troops if you don't want to spend the shipping to send stuff to them, and you can just write them letters, send them emails, send them Google links and YouTube videos and all sorts of stuff, or even links to prisonplanet.com, and let's befriend these people, and let's have some new pen pals over there. And this is just going to expand Operation Inform the Soldiers to an unprecedented level. And I think that this is, we're going to get all the soldiers now talking about this, getting the emails and create a good, safe environment for them to discuss these issues with each other, so that soldiers that have previously suspected this or are part of the movement already can then speak up and not be feared about any form of retribution.
Absolutely, and you can find out all that information over at markdice.com. You know, let's make those packages fun, too. I mean, put some food that you would want to eat in there. You know, stacks of DVDs. Who knows? If you've got a little extra scratch, maybe one of those portable DVD players, maybe, you know, an iPod or a Zune, or there's a lot of cheap media players out there now you can get for like $30 that have a screen, and you load them up with these kind of documentaries, all you tech heads out there. This is important because these people are going to come back to this country, and chances are they're going to be working in security forces, and unfortunately, our police and our security in general, our National Guard, our military, is becoming more and more privatized. And things like Blackwater, you're going to see them on the streets of this country. And do you want soldiers that are completely and totally brainwashed and figure that we're just like totally dehumanized pieces of trash? Or do you want people that are actually going to give a second thought and maybe help the resistance, John? And why did I call you John? I'm sorry.
Now, also, if you're going to send the DVDs, if you're going to send original copies, that's fine. I would almost put a new label over the DVD and don't send the box, because I think people are going to go through these boxes, and if they see DVDs with 9/11 this and 9/11 that, they're not going to want the troops to get that. So maybe just label it, you know, Iron Man DVD pre-release before it's in stores, or some new cool movie that's in theaters that wouldn't have been, you know, they would have had a chance to not see yet, and then get that out there. Yeah, you're right. Send food, send canned goods. You know, maybe send some extra socks and some things to them, some board games, you know, something to help make their time over there a little bit more easy for them, and then work in some good stuff, and let's just continue to unleash Operation Inform the Soldiers, as well as Operation Fire Michael Reagan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that was what was successful back in the days of Kazan, Morpheus, and all these peer-to-peer networks. People would relabel Loose Change, and they would relabel Road to Tyranny as the latest Hollywood blockbuster. And when people would go to download, you know, like Superman or Spider-Man, they would really get one of these movies. And hopefully, you know, within the first 90 seconds or so, you could catch their interest, and everybody's going to watch them. And if you do label them like that, there's more of a chance that they're going to have the entire unit gathered around, psyched up to see it. It's true. It's true. Let's be honest. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's deceptive. Well, you know, unfortunately, the people that are doing this are deceptive on a whole nother level. And the difference between us and them is that, you know, we want to love them. We want them to be part of society. And they just want to kill us. You know, the people that run the show, they want to kill and enslave us. And that's what's so scary to me. You know, they pose as these Christian conservatives, Mark. And that's what really, really freaks me out, is that people really think that Bush is a Christian. And he's just a puppet, sure. But on the whole, you know, the whole Republican thing is all about being conservative and Christian. And they're anything but. I mean, they're into the occult. This is not like my opinion. This is what they're into, Mark.
Yeah, this is an aspect where it's such an esoteric aspect. And it's kind of the ultra advanced PhD level of the New World Order. I mean, there's so much stuff that people can understand about the loss of our freedoms and the criminal activities within the government. But when you start going down that road, you do lose some people, but it's very true. And, you know, Adolf Hitler and his highest level people were into the occult. They were inspired by Helena Blavatsky and the Secret Doctrine, a book which says that Lucifer's good, that Satan's good, that Satan is the Christ and the Savior. And this same belief system is been practiced by megalomaniac and by ultra-powerful people within high-level secret societies for really thousands of years, and Bush and all of his cabal are no different. The Bohemian Grove ceremony's coming up here in a couple weeks, and they're going to go have their annual Moloch sacrifice, burning an effigy at the altar of Moloch, a demon from the Old Testament, where people used to burn people alive at the altar, and here they are reenacting it in a way that's really just disgusting. And it's, you know, everybody, I don't know if anybody knows this, if everybody knows this, the listenership, I know the listenership's growing so much and people, the movement's expanding so much. So the Bohemian Grove's coming up here, and we're going to be launching Operation Expose the Bohemian Grove, try to get that out of the mainstream press and really let everybody understand what it is that they're doing out there and the implications of their lakeside talks and their off-the-record policy discussions. And this is not just a party for them. This is implementing and discussing the next round of tyranny that they're going to be implementing.
Absolutely. And for those who don't know, for the new listeners, the guys that are going, oh, my God, what did I tune into? I haven't heard this before. Well, just Google Cremation of Care. Go to YouTube and just check out the ceremony. First of all, you can do a quick image search, you know, and you can find out that everything we're saying is true, and you can see the likes of Newt Gingrich and Alan Greenspan and Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. yucking it up there. You can see Reagan when he was a B-movie star at the Grove, right across the table from Richard Nixon. You can see all this. You can see Helmut Schmidt giving a speech before, you know, the next rung of the elite. Remember, there are rungs. Not everybody's on the inside. And it's quite the status symbol to get into the Bohemian Grove, an all-male club, 3,000 of the most powerful people from around the world, mostly Anglo-Saxon European deal. But they're doing anything but, you know, they're literally cross-dressers too, Mark. It's just so bizarre. I mean, they put on plays where they enact these perverted things as women, and I can't believe it. But, you know, I have the annal sitting about 15 feet away from me, and you open it up, and one of the pictures I love that we haven't published yet, but I should publish it, is this news reporter. He's like he's either a news reporter or a cartoonist or whatever, and he's drawing how, you know, there is a news reporter there doing the news, but then he's thinking about how he's actually a member of the Grove, and he's in the little ceremonial garb, he's in the hood and cape, and he's got the candle, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, this is just so unbelievable. But
you know,
it's real.
Go ahead. You remember the rumors that the mob had photographs of J. Edgar Hoover dressed in drag and that he was a cross-dresser? I just can't help but think that those were photos that leaked out of the Grove, perhaps something in
I would in bet one of my the, bottom dollar on it, man.
Yeah, in one of the annals. And I mean, for that information to be leaked, you know, decades ago, it would have just crushed everybody. So I'm sure they just tried to wipe that under the rug as much as they could. And yeah, so this is more than bizarre. This is a whole hour or a whole three-hour show in and of itself. But, you know, I got to run here.
Yes.
I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody again for just getting on board with this. And let's just continue to send a message here. Let's not let this die down until something is done. If we just continue to apply the pressure civilly and responsibly, I think that we can get this man fired at the minimum. And again, there's an ongoing case that's being investigated by the proper authorities, and I'm pursuing other avenues as well. So I just want to thank everybody again, and I got to run.
All right, Mark, thank you so much. And actually, we're going to play some more of that clip where Reagan tries to give a half-hearted apology to Mark Dice. Again, go to markdice.com. Become this soldier outreach program. And I'm going to give the number out one more time. If you want to make a difference, you can call the president of Radio America. His name is Jim Roberts. It is 703-302-1000, extension 215. That's 703-302-1000. All right, let's play this clip because, again, I mean, Reagan is so obnoxious. Again, we are helping the Taliban escape and then saying it's a threat in Afghanistan. Think about that. Our soldiers are going to be in the Middle East forever. I know a lot of you out there have a brother, a sister, a cousin, an uncle overseas. You know, perhaps a mother, a father. So, you know, they're not fighting a just war right now. They're really fighting for tyrants. It's oh, man, makes me sick.
New American Century. Go look at the project for the New American Century where they called for a new Pearl Harbor attack so that they could carry out their agenda in the Middle East.
You mean to tell me you have no names?
He did not plan this. George Bush is a spokesperson and a propagandist, and you phony conservatives should be ashamed of him.
But
you
have no names?
For his impeachment.
Well, he should be gone January 20, 2009, Mark, but you have no names? Come on.
We have the declassified documents. We have instances of terrorism. We have all of the evidence that something happened here that is not being told to us? We need a new investigation. Did you know that only 84%, over 84% of Americans think that we've been lied to about the circumstances of 9/11 and are demanding a new investigation? Last September 11th at Ground Zero, there were thousands of individuals marching, demanding a new investigation. Like I said, Bill Doyle, the head of the Coalition of 9/11 mm-hmm. Families, that's the largest organization of 9/11 widows. He says that half of the family members believe that 9/11 was an inside job. So I'm saying that this needs to be reinvestigated. There's been a major cover-up. This has been admitted in every major poll in the country, and it's phonies like you that are spewing your hatred towards people like me and others. And you have taken your rhetoric to a new and unprecedented and dangerous level. And just because you have me on your show and you apologize doesn't mean that you should not be held legally and civilly accountable for calling for my murder and others' murder. Do you understand the ramifications of suggesting that to millions of people in an age when you can track down somebody's home address
on the
internet?
Mark, let me take a break. I take a break. That's how you pay for these things. Mark Geist on the hotline, Resistance Manifesto. I'm Mike Ringer, 1-800-468-MIKE. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
It's time for the 1 minute.
The world's most powerful mm-hmm. and influential people, and nobody in the mainstream press covers this. It's not an old story. I'm sorry.
Because it really goes nowhere when you do bring it up. I used to bring it up, in fact, years ago on the show. But again, all right. So the Bilderbergs, let's give it to the Bilderbergs and all that kind of stuff. Who's going to investigate them? Because if what you say is true, then the Bilderbergs basically control everybody anyway.
Perhaps we need an international council, an international investigation.
Oh, please. You don't want to go international with this.
You know, something else that came to mind here, you said it's a beautiful sunny day here in California. Is that what you said? I was under the impression that you're out of the country.
I'm not out of the country yet. I'm not out of the country yet, so that's, you know. Anyway,
okay.
I happen to be, you know, in country at this point in time.
I want to ask you what you think would happen if a left wing host were to call for the murder, the unqualified, unequivocal tracking down and murdering of an individual.
Well, let's see. There's been Mike Malloy, Randy Rhodes. They've been calling for the murder of George Bush and what have you, and so on. And we radio talk shows sometimes we get fired up in what we say. We get angry and stuff like that. And sometimes we say things that are absolutely stupid, and we make mistakes. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you the difference between the Randy Rhodes and the Mike Malloys and things of this nature. And the difference is...
All right. I don't know why it cut out right there, but... You get the point. You know, this guy, I think Mark Dice spanked him. I think he spanked him really hard. You know, this guy's a total phony conservative. He knows it. He knows he's a shill. He knows he's on thin ice. I mean, Dice really laid it down to him right there. He could be held criminally accountable. Think about that. He should be held criminally accountable. Remember, bullet in his head, he's going to pay for the bullet. Firing squad, no blindfold. For us trying to, you know, tell the truth. I'm sorry. You know, a lot of people email me. Not a lot. I mean, I guess there's those within the movement that tell me that we have to consider all these feelings are being hurt and this and that. I'm sorry. Feelings are coming secondary. They want to kill me. They want to kill my family. They want to enslave me. They want to make my quality of life so low that I am under their control. Do you want to live in China? One child policies, total police state. That's the model. Oh, but we have to be caring. Come on, man. Listen, I'm not saying you don't have to be sensitive to people. But listen, you know, just because you don't like somebody's opinion, you don't like somebody's evidence, too bad. Quit crying. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of the petty infighting. You know, that's why I love this new film coming out by Alex Jones. Really. I can't say it enough because 9/11 Truth Rising, 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, not only goes through the first responders' struggle to bring out the truth about the air quality and how the EPA and Christine Todd Whitman lied, it also shows that nobody is beyond approach of the people. Nobody. We have every presidential candidate in this film. Okay? John McCain. I think a couple times, John McCain. Hillary Clinton. I think a couple times, Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama. You know? I mean, no one's invincible. These are human beings. We can make a difference. We can become the government again. I totally and completely believe that. No one is beyond reproach. Nobody. I mean, Schwarzenegger gets confronted in this movie. Bloomberg gets grilled in this movie. Greenspan gets confronted in this movie. Bill Clinton gets confronted in this movie. Interviews with Rosie O'Donnell, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura. It's an unreal film. You know, it goes through 9/11 Truth Canada. Guy up in the Walmarts there, getting the truth out that way. Mark Dice getting the truth out on the West Coast. Luke Radowski and We Are Change getting the truth out on the East Coast. All these different styles, flavors of activism. Faith Shalom going across the country, letting people know 9/11 was an inside job. Christians shouldn't support the war. Well, if you're truly a Christian, and that's totally your deal, how could you support the war? It's the Alex Jones Show. You can check it all out over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut. An entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
The greatest storyteller once told a sad story, or shall we say, described a sad scene. A scene of the deceived. He warned of deceivers when he said, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Then he described the sad scene of the deceived. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you.'" Could the preachers in our land today be deceivers? And what is one of the possible main common denominator deceptions in most churches in America today? A deception that has kept people from doing the will of the Father. No one seems to be telling, but we tell at anotheruntoldstory.com. But we must warn you, you will find that you might become mad when you hear the story. Some who like the lie and deception don't want it told, but we tell it anyway at anotheruntoldstory.com. Anotheruntoldstory.com. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
Moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole darkness
gonna be against the law.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. I'm going to be subbing in for the rest of the week. My little website is loosechange911.com. Run a little blog over there. Of course, I am one of the producers on Loose Change. Loose Change Final Cut, by the way, over at Infowars.com. And I want to, you know, thank our sponsors for making this show possible, especially Enerfood, because we all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on the things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff. I put some in my coffee today. And for the best reasons, Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, fillers, or sweeteners. Just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need for less than a dollar a day. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. Or go to Infowars.com. Click on the big banner. The number is 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Now, I want to get into a little bit of domestic news because we went over what happened in Afghanistan. Once again, Friday they report, oh, prison attacked, 1,000 militants out, 400 of them Taliban. Monday they report, oh, Taliban has a new stronghold in Afghanistan. Late Monday they report, oh, yeah, the United States helped helped attack that prison and free those people. I wonder why. But right now, remember, the DNC is out in Colorado. And right now, they're drilling all sorts of good stuff. Oh, wait. Not good stuff. Police state stuff. Domestic urban warfare drills against the people for this DNC thing. You see, that whole Recreate 68 thing, I guess, got broken up. But all the same people are behind the new organization. They're just trying to shadow what they tried to do. You know, they don't want people to understand that they were trying to provoke violence at that event, telling people to wear shields, throw red paint, destroy cameras. Real nonsense. Can't get anything done that way. That's not the model, folks. They're called provocateurs. They did that in Seattle, okay, at the WTO. You don't believe me? You couldn't even, by the second day, you couldn't even walk around with a button that was anti-WTO to go to work. And it was all provocateur. A bunch of people hired by the State Department, I believe. They hold them up. They let them destroy a whole bunch of stuff. And then they just squelch down on the actual legitimate protesters. And that's what they're hoping to do here. And they're prepping for it. You see, there are black helicopters flying around right now in Colorado. You know, the black helicopters that supposedly don't exist. That's another great part of 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. I think it's even in the credits. One of these guys gets confronted, and he says, honestly, I think that's black helicopter stuff. And I think to myself, wait a minute. Black heli- does that mean he believes it? Because black helicopters obviously exist. Folks, how long ago did we have a Hollywood movie called Black Hawk Down? There are black helicopters. And yes, they have been in the States. Don't believe me. You can go check out the DenverPost.com. And by the way, we have eyewitnesses. We're going to have video of these non-existent black helicopters for you. It's choppers conduct security exercises. We'll be back right after this to go over all the drills going on out in Colorado right now. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
Well, so does he.
He's Alex Jones
on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Unfortunately, it is not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmis, and I'm going to be with you all week. Choppers conduct security exercises over at the DenverPost.com. A half dozen military and law enforcement helicopters buzzed above the Pepsi Center Monday night in a drill to train for the Democratic National Convention in August, Denver police said. Now, there's another article saying that they're doing it for an emergency, but it's not for the DNC. Yeah, okay. Sure you're not. Sure you're not running urban warfare drills. They might kill some people there this time, folks. Think about that. Think about that. They killed somebody at the World Series by shooting one of those non-lethal weapons into their eyes. Remember that? Outside of Boston? Right through this girl's eye. Bam! Come on. Did they really need to do that? Point-blank range? All right. But this is serious, because this isn't just going to be riot cops. This is going to be actual military there. You bet it will be. Anyway, maneuvers over downtown. Maneuvers over downtown were coordinated by the U.S. Department of Justice. But authorities would not release details of the training. Weird. They didn't want to release the details of the, I wonder why. The flights drew attention of several concerned downtown residents. You think? Black helicopters in your town? You think that? Really? That caused concern? Well, it probably caused concern because people go, that's black helicopter stuff. There are no black helicopters. Ridiculousness. Absolutely ridiculousness, man. It's like SWAT right over there, said Lodo resident Tom Copperschmidt as he watched the helicopters from his balcony. Yeah, you think it's like SWAT? Oh, boy. So the hospitals are also holding a disaster drill. You see, after they shoot everybody and they baton people and they have their little provocateurs that start the whole thing, hold away, they're going to have to start wheeling people into the hospital. So 8 Denver hospitals held drills Tuesday. That's today, guys, to test their abilities to respond in a disaster that would injure thousands of people. Unbelievable. Or was that last Tuesday? It might have been last Tuesday. Maybe not. It's also DenverPost.com. Hospitals victims role play Pepsi Center disaster as convention looms. Unbelievable. The mock exercise, a dirty bomb explosion at a Pepsi Center packed with 20,000 people, was one of the largest ever cooperative drills for the city's hospitals, organizers said. Could you imagine that? If a dirty bomb... I hate the term, dirty bomb. Okay? That's like... How do I explain this? I mean, let's face it. Everybody we're shooting cruise missiles into in the Middle East, they're getting depleted uranium all over. Okay? DU poisonings everywhere. That's like a dirty bomb. Kidding me? So it's just, you know, another explosion. Of course, there's going to be some kind of radiation, but it's not none of it's going to be good for you, especially if they blow up 20,000 people. That's great. Let's drill 20,000 deaths. That's awesome. About 140 volunteers participated in the citywide drill, many of them acting as victims. See, that's about right, though. If over like 100 or so act as victims, they'll probably only hurt and kill. You know, I don't see them killing more than a dozen or so people unless it gets out of hand, but they'll hurt at least 100, maybe 2. Though the hospitals knew there would be a drill, the details became known only as the scenario unfolded. The Office of Emergency Management alerted hospitals about 9 a.m. that a chemical bomb had exploded at the arena. Shortly after, about 10 volunteer victims lined in the wall outside of the emergency, waiting to be hosed down. Oh, that's nice. So they got the... Oh, they got the decontamination centers. That's scary. All right, let's look at this other drill. I think this is the one trying to say that this isn't actually for the DNC. Where's this off of? This is the Rocky Mountain News. See, this gets published. Although Denver Post also gets published. But this looks like it's straight out of the paper. Drilling for disaster info. With the DNC in mind, responders learned from quote-unquote emergency. We'll go over the article on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. And we're going to have Paul Craig Roberts coming up for you after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back. And I guess we're having problems getting Paul Craig Roberts, but that's okay because I want to go over this article anyway. Drilling for disaster. With the DNC in mind, responders learn from quote-unquote emergency. An explosion at the Pepsi Center. Pesticides. Perhaps 20,000 victims. See, really playing up the fear angle over at the Rocky Mountain News. Victims were volunteers, of course. As the drill unfolded, the men and women who would have to respond to such a disaster learned numerous lessons. It's all about learning numerous lessons. Not stopping it, but just getting ready to take care of everybody. That's good. Take care of the bodies. Black helicopters. Urban warfare drills. Well, you know what? Let's let that story develop, honestly. Let's get that one out there. We're going to wait because we're going to have some video for you on that. and there's going to be a ton of stuff posted on it. And I hope a lot of people show up to the DNC to protest, but to protest the right way on the right issues, you know, not to worship, you know, the Republicans, not to be pro-war, you know, but to be there to say, hey, we know that Barack Obama's not here for change. We know that him and Hillary met at the same time that the Bilderberg group met in the same place, while Jim Johnson, who then was there to decide who was going to be his running mate, was one of the attendees on the list. I mean, how obvious does it have to be? Tucker called his campaign up and asked him where he was and said, asked him if he had attended the Bilderberg meeting, and they refused to answer. I mean, what's it going to take? Seriously, what is it going to take for people to wake up, for people to understand that the mainstream media is completely controlled and that the police are out of control? It's bad enough the police are out of control, but now they're going to have urban warfare training. And I got this story in front of me. I should probably wait till the final hour, and I'll probably show it again in the final hour. But down in Florida, there are these new sheriff T-shirts. Okay, one of them says, if you can't stand behind our troops, do us all a favor and stand in front of them. So it's like, oh, if you're not for the war, why don't we just shoot you? And then the other one is the scumbag eradication team. And it's a smiling mustached police officer with a belt, with his little weapons on his belt, dumping scumbags into a toilet. I think there's like five or six legs coming out. It looks like they're all dead by now. And it says, not in our town. We're the scumbag eradication team. You know, no judge, no jury, no trial. You're just automatically a scumbag, apparently, if a police officer deems you so. And now he's going to wear a T-shirt to encourage it. What do we got coming up? I think I'm going to start taking calls in the next segment, guys. So if you want to jump in and you want to talk about real issues, because I, you know, yesterday I had some problems with callers calling in about some nonsense. Listen, keep the nonsense to the shows about, you know, the paranormal and, you know, the UFOs. Do that somewhere else, okay? That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about real issues. We're talking about politics. I don't want to hear that garbage. Well, it looks like the Japanese Times, I believe it's the Japanese Times, mainstream publication over in Japan, has now done a story on Fujita. It's the Japan Times Online. And it says, lawmaker takes 9/11 doubts global. In September 2003, September 2003 article for the Guardian newspaper, Michael Meacher, who served as Tony Blair's environment minister from May 1997 to June 2003, shocked the establishment by calling the global war on terrorism, quote unquote, bogus. Good man, Meacher. Even more controversially, he implied that the United States government either allowed 9/11 to happen or played some role in the destruction wrought that day. Besides Meacher, few politicians have publicly questioned America's official 9/11 narrative, until Diet member Yoshika Fujita. And Fujita, I've extensively covered over to my blog at loosechange911.com. And there's been a ton of stories over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In January 2008, Fujita, a member of the Democratic Party of Japan, asked the Japanese parliament and prime minister, Yasuo Fukuda, to explain gaping holes in the official 9/11 story that various groups, including those who call themselves the 9/11 Truth Movement, claim to have exposed. Fujita, along with a growing number of individuals, including European and American politicians, that's right, you know, let's not forget Kucinich recently impeached the president, or tried to impeach the president, three of them involving 9/11. Are leading a charge to conduct a thorough independent investigation of what happened on September 11th, 2001. Oh, look at that. We get a little plug here. I didn't know it. 3 or 4 years ago, I saw some internet videos like Loose Change and 9/11 in plain sight, and I began to ask questions, Fujita said in an interview. But I still couldn't believe this was done by anyone but Al-Qaeda. Last year, I watched more videos and read books written by Professor David Ray Griffin, a professor emeritus of philosophy of religion and theology at Claremont Graduate University, who wrote the most famous truth movement book, The New Pearl Harbor, about things such as the collapse of World Trade Center number 7. This building, which was never hit by an airplane, collapsed straight down. Between the videos showing the way it fell and the numerous reports of explosions, many are convinced that this building was demolished. Fujita's presentation on the diet and Fukuda focused on a great deal on yet another aspect of 9/11 that is now quite a few around the world find extremely suspicious, the Pentagon crash. And it goes on quite a bit. They should do a story over at Prison Planet, definitely, about this. And, yeah, you know, he's really trying to bring it to the forefront. I think it needs to be brought to the forefront around the world. I do think, again, that an international tribunal is not the way to go, that we have to clean house from the inside. We don't want to lose our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, they're already eviscerated, but I'd like to restore them. For me, this is a restoration movement. This isn't a revolution. I'm trying to restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution here for people. I mean, I'm trying to bring freedom back to America. What do you think? Is it a good idea? Apparently, a lot of people thought it was a good idea when they started donating to the Ron Paul campaign, and he made millions and millions of dollars and broke through to the mainstream and had a number one New York Times best-selling book with Manifesto in the title. Apparently, somebody's listening out there. We're reaching some people. The question is, are you going to reach out? Are you going to go to Infowars.com and get the movie that you think is the best way to wake somebody up? Now, how do I do that? Everybody's like, oh, I don't know which one's the best. I haven't even really watched any. Well, if you have an internet connection, you go to video.google.com. You type in Terror Storm. Okay, you type in Endgame. You type in America Freedom to Fascism. You type in Loose Change. And you can watch them for free. And then make the decision what you think's the best. You get a copy of it. You get it at home. You burn it to DVD. You burn a whole bunch of copies. And you start handing them out. Or you hold a dinner party. Or the next time you get together with your family, you know, at Christmas, at Thanksgiving, at Easter, for the summer barbecue, July 4th is coming up with the release of 9/11 Truth Rising. There's a whole lot out there that you can share, that you can change people's minds. I mean, these are the tools. I'm sorry, but the vast public just doesn't read anymore. You know, books are great, and I guess some people are reading. The Ron Paul fans are reading. But most of your kids aren't reading, unfortunately. At least not anything but Rolling Stone and trashy teen mags. The girls really love those teeny bopper mags. And then right into womanhood, man. It's Harper's Bazaar. It's Cosmopolitan. Home and Garden. I'm not saying guys aren't as guilty with Sports Illustrated and Maxim. But it's all like tabloid trash. It's evolved because like I was making the point yesterday, the tabloid trash was like Entertainment Tonight, 1 hour on mainstream television. That's it. You know, the rest of the news was pretty straightforward. I'm not saying it was great. I'm not saying it wasn't, you know, part of the propaganda machine, but they weren't reporting on Britney Spears and Paris Hilton or, you know, back in the day, it would have been Madonna all the time. She had to actually do something. It wasn't just get up in the morning. And now that's what the focus is. There's entire channels dedicated to this nonsense. Those are the books that are, I'm sorry, the magazines, the publications that are staying in business. And I don't know. I just feel like videos are the new way. Documentaries can wake people up in 90 minutes or at least put something in their brain in 90 minutes. Think about that. 90 minutes doesn't even take a day. So that's why I want to encourage people to get these films, get Endgame, and hold a screening. Let's do this thing. That's the only way that things are going to change. Everybody always complains to me, too, that we don't have a solution. Well, I keep telling you the solution. The solution is to educate people, get them to stop their sloth-like behavior, sitting on a couch, drinking Jenny Light at 1 in the afternoon, and watching golf. Yeah, because, you know, Tiger Woods and the PGA Tour is so damn important. We were actually all out to dinner. Or lunch in between there somewhere. Rob, Aaron, myself, and Alex. And we're all just sitting there eating. And then all of a sudden the place erupts. And of course it's when Tiger Woods puts that ball in the hole. Everybody wants to see the ball go in the hole. That's the problem. You know what I want to see? I want to see people motivated enough to go become a city council member. Run for Congress. You know? Let's do it. Let's not only become, you know, the government, let's become the mainstream media. I see a lot of people doing that. You know, it's alternative media now. But again, Alex is starting a network. And we're going to need 24 hours of content a day on that network. And I see people in We Are Change. And again, we're going to have people from We Are Change Vancouver and We Are Change LA on. I see what they're doing. They're doing it up. You know, they're confronting the politicians. They're becoming the media. And Student Scholars recently put up a video again with John Edwards of Bilderberg. I'll probably play that in the next segment, where he talks about how he did give a speech there. And then they ask him about the vice presidency. He's like, oh, I wasn't the vice presidential candidate yet. And he walks away. But this is how we're going to get it done. We're going to become the media. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls after this. Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
In constant sorrow,
I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be sitting in all week. And we do have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the line. And he has a new article out there called Elect Obama or Fall into Tyranny. And I don't think we've had him on the program since Hillary has conceded and Obama will be the nominee for the Democrats. I thank him for coming on. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm very well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this article you wrote?
Well, let's see, Jason, if I remember it, I pointed out the two great big strikes against Obama, one that he's groveling before the Israel lobby and would not represent any change in our warmonger policies in the Middle East, and second, that his economic advisors are leading apologists for offshoring, which is destroying the careers and livelihoods of millions of Americans and essentially putting tremendous pressure on the U.S. dollar. And I said that given those black marks, he didn't look very good. And so why should anybody vote for him? And the answer I gave was that the Republican Party has morphed into a brown shirt party. It's just as bad on the same issues. But they're also committed, the Republican Party is committed to elevating the power of the executive branch, the presidency, above the other branches, indeed above the Constitution, and that if a Republican was elected after the 8-year experience that we've had with Republicans, it would remove the public's verdict on the misdeeds and criminal actions of the Republican Party. It would sort of be a justification for their policy of turning the presidency into some sort of a semi-dictatorship.
But you don't feel like that's going to happen with the Democrats? I mean, I'm not quite as confident.
No, I don't think that would happen with the Democrats because there's a huge difference always in my lifetime between the Democrats and the Republicans on civil liberties. The Democratic appointees to the federal courts and the Supreme Court were always big defenders of civil liberties. Sometimes they went far too far and created new liberties that weren't in the Constitution, such as the right of abortion and things like that. But the Republicans have always seen civil liberty as coddling devices for criminals. Now it's civil liberty is a coddling device for terrorists. And they simply oppose civil liberties. They, if you've seen any Republican other than Ron Paul defend habeas corpus or defend the U.S. statutory law against this rogue administration. I mean, we've had Bush admit that he violated the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. He's violated the U.S. statutory law against torture, as well as the international laws against torture to which we're a signatory. We had a Bush Attorney General, Gonzalez, testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee that Americans aren't given the right of habeas corpus by the Constitution. So these people are just totally opposed to civil liberty, and that means they're committed to tyranny. And that, I think, is the essential difference in the parties. In every other respect, George Wallace was right 40 years ago when he said there's not a dime's worth of difference. But if you look at the court appointees, you may remember the Brennan Court, and Thurgood Marshall, all these people were very much defenders of civil liberty. Not a single Republican on the court is. So that's my summation of what's at stake.
Gotcha. On the other side, I want to get your take on Kucinich introducing 35 articles of impeachment And who do you think Obama's running mate is going to be? This is the Alex Jones Show. You can check out the articles over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And last week, Dennis Kucinich introduced 35 articles of impeachment against the president and his administration, including illegal wiretapping of U.S.-American citizens, illegal torture, and even two regarding 9/11, obstruction of justice before 9/11, and then obstruction of the actual investigation, a.k.a. the 9/11 Commission, afterwards. I kind of like to get your take on the importance of this. He's saying that if action is not taken, that he's going to stand before the House for 8 hours and introduce 60 articles of impeachment. I was wondering if you actually saw the 35 articles, watched any of this, and what you felt about it.
Yes, I watched some of it. I did read the transcript and the articles. I think that Kucinich is an American hero. He's almost the only member of Congress. I guess we could count Ron Paul. And what's so frustrating and disturbing is the cowardice of the Democratic Party to act. I mean, we've never had such a criminal regime, ever. mean, these Republican brown shirts, they rank with the worst that the world has ever seen. They're war criminals. They're liars. They're schemers. They have violated statutory law, the Constitution. They have no respect for public opinion or for treaties or for the power of Congress and the courts. So why they're not impeached, it's just an amazing thing. If you can impeach Nixon for force him out by threatening impeachment, Nixon, who all he did was lie about when he learned about a burglary that he had no role in, Clinton for a bit of hanky panky in the Oval Office. How come Bush can get away with these things? Why is it that it's only Kucinich who sees what's at stake? If we let these people get away with this, then we are forever altered. All the kinds of, it's like Caesar crossing the Rubicon. I mean, the whole structure of Roman government was henceforth different for all times, and it just gradually fell into more and more tyranny. And that's what happens when you don't hold your government accountable. So I think that Kucinich is a hero, and I think that in a way he's basically dramatizing the collapse of American liberty, the fact that nothing is being done to hold the criminal regime accountable.
Well, one of my greatest fears is if we don't hold them accountable, especially from within. A lot of people talk about international tribunals. I think that's not the way to go. If we don't do this from within, restore our Bill of Rights and Constitution, I fear like we're going to go down in history as the next Nazi regime throughout the world. And that really scares me because most people just aren't awake to any of this. They don't read. They watch tabloid journalism. They care about, you know, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, all this nonsense. And serious geopolitical ramifications are going to happen for this country, you know, if this kind of thing continues. I mean, I don't know if you saw the news over the weekend that this prison in Afghanistan had been attacked. 1,000 militants supposedly escaped, 400 of them Taliban. By Monday, CNN is reporting that, you know, the Taliban has a new stronghold in Afghanistan and we're going to be there forever. And then later on Monday, it's coming out that the U.S. had a role in this Afghan prison attack to let these people go. So I feel like we're bogging ourselves down there. We're never going to leave. You know, Obama says he's changed that we can vote for, but do you really believe that he's going to bring the troops back? And who do you think he's going to select as his running mate?
I don't know who he would select as running mate. You know, it'd be wonderful if he would do something, you know, innovative. I mean, what if he chose Ron Paul or that Republican senator from the Midwest who's resigned, who's opposed to the war and is resigning? What's his name?
Which one? I'm not quite sure.
Keep trying to say Hagel, but it's not Hagel.
No. Well, how do you feel about the meeting he had with Hillary? I mean, I don't know if you've seen the video of this either, but the entire press corps gets on a plane. They think he's going back to Chicago, but really he's meeting with Hillary somewhere in Northern Virginia. And they're all asking questions about it. And this guy's, his press guy, saying, well, he wanted to have some meetings with some people, you know, several meetings in private. And this just happens to be in the same place at the same time that Bilderberg rolls in, you know, with people like Condoleezza Rice, Paul Wolfowitz is there, Bernanke, of course, Rockefeller, the heads of Google, all these heads of industry and politics. And I can't help but think that, you know, they met together and they probably met with some of these people as well.
Well, it wouldn't matter. You know, I think all of us focus on these groups like Bilderberger and Trilateral and Council on Foreign Relations and the Davos group. I mean, there's just so many groups, and I'm sure some of them have some influence, but they don't have anything like the influence of the establishments of the two political parties here or the influence of the Israel lobby. Or, for that matter, of Wall Street over the economy. So the threat to us is, I think, where Alex Jones, who does an enormous amount of important work, where it goes wrong is emphasizing so much these extraneous outside groups. The danger is in Washington, in the two political establishments. They're the ones who can take away our civil liberties, and who have the power to tax and go to war and all that stuff. So that's where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Obama meets with Hillary, he's probably trying to feel them out and see, can he still have their support in the election without choosing her as his running mate?
Mm-hmm.
This is always the problem in American politics. When you beat somebody, there's tremendous pressure on you to take them as your running mate. You know, on Ronald Reagan, he had to take George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I know, and that was something he did not want to do.
But they told him, well, don't you remember Goldwater? Goldwater beat Rockefeller. He didn't take Rockefeller, and they destroyed him.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans turned on him. And so I think Obama is worried about all the angry women because Hillary lost, and the women for Hillary, and he wants to get their support. And Hillary's probably saying, well, you know, I don't know what she's saying, whether she's saying, well, she wants to be on the court, or she wants to be vice president, or mm-hmm. she wants her bills paid off, but some deal is being made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal and natural. I don't think Hillary would help Obama. I think all the people that are against her simply wouldn't vote for him. And I doubt they'd vote for McCain either. So I think it would cost him a lot of votes, probably mm-hmm. as many, if not more, than he would gain from the angry women who want Hillary. Those are political decisions. He'll listen to all kinds of advisors who'll have different views, and if they make the right decision, it'll be a miracle. It's just
well, I don't think they're going to make the right decision. I've always said that it'll probably be, even before, you know, Obama was the candidate, a Hillary Obama or Obama Hillary ticket. But then if they didn't choose one of those, I was thinking Edwards is really the establishment guy. He's the guy they've put forth before. You know, he's a good-looking Southerner, can relate to people. People seem to like him as the runner-up. Who knows? I could be wrong, but I see it either as Hillary or Edwards. I really don't see much of a change with this coming administration. I mean, do you feel like this administration coming in, say Obama does get elected, will he get us out of the Middle East?
I don't know. It's hard because of the Israel lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like Admiral Morrow said those years ago that no American president can stand up to Israel. But I, as I said earlier in our talk, Jason, the real concern
mm-hmm.
is that the Republicans have morphed into a brown shirt party. They are committed to tyranny in America. Tyranny meaning executive power, uber alles,
mm-hmm.
that the president is the final and supreme power, and the other powers are somehow something to be negotiated with occasionally, but not taken too seriously. And so this is what's at stake. It's more important than the war or the oil companies or even than the destruction of the American economy, because if we destroy liberty, then we're gone forever. There's no comeback, and I think that's what the Republicans are doing. You know, the Federalist Society, Republican lawyers, from which come all the Republican court nominees, all the Justice Department nominees, all the staffers to the Judiciary Committees for the Republicans, these people are committed to elevating the power of the presidency beyond the office that's spelled out in the Constitution. So they are a threat in a way that goes beyond Iraq or Iran or Israel or the oil companies or anything else. So that is where I think we have to
focus.
I don't think Obama is anything like that or that the Democrats are. So I think we're safer with retaining liberty with Obama and the Democrats, and that should be our primary concern. I'd love to see Obama do something really innovative and go choose Ron Paul or choose somebody that would throw some confusion into.
Well, I would take a few. I mean, I would take a few candidates. I mean, Dennis Kucinich. I know Cynthia McKinney's running as the Green Party, but I like her. Obviously, Ron Paul. Ron Paul just started Campaign for Liberty, which is supposedly going to be focusing on getting people into local government and to run for Congress.
Or Bob Barr.
Bob Barr's not bad. I'll agree with you there.
Bob Barr. That would be a great thing. It would just sort of show that he's trying to break the mold of the two-party control.
Well, I got to tell you, you were talking about how the Republicans have really put the president above the law, and I feel like that's been done with the Patriot Act 1 and 2, parts of 3, but really with the Military Commissions Act. But we did just have a Supreme Court ruling that said that habeas corpus does exist. It was a 5-4 vote, and McCain was, like, disgusted with the ruling. People like Newt Gingrich came out and said, now we're going to have to lose an American city, and that's, it's terrible, but that's the only way that this is going to pass. And I feel like they've already done it. I just don't know if I trust that Obama is going to rescind those type of things and get rid of,
It wouldn't matter if you trust him or not to do that. But if you get McCain, you're going to get the fifth Republican on the Supreme Court, and then the rulings are going to go the other way.
So you're just saying just more terrible legislation will be passed that's even more incomprehensible than...
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that the Democrats are much more likely to take civil liberties seriously and to provide a defense of them. They always have. They have always. And the Republicans, as I said earlier, simply regard civil liberties as coddling devices for bad people. Somehow it lets the bad people get away with things. It lets terrorists get away. It lets criminals get away. So that is their mindset. And that is the danger to liberty. For all the failings of the Democrats and all the corruptions and cowardice, I think we could count on them on the civil liberty front, particularly if it's their president. I mean, they're likely to be a majority in the Congress as well. And I think you would see pressures to repeal some of Bush's executive orders and presidential directives, because they are tyrannical and there's no reason for them. So I think you would see, most of the civil liberties groups are Democratic. Mm-hmm. In fact, all of them are. Mm-hmm. And I just think they would be pushing hard on that. They would lobby for that. That's part of the constituency.
Why don't you shoot out the website where they can find all this information?
Which website? Oh, listen, I don't have a website, but I recently wrote about this subject that we're talking about, and it was on Counterpunch the other day, or Information Clearinghouse, or Op-Ed News.
I do read a lot of your pieces. I mean, they are interesting stuff, and obviously you're an insider from many years back. I just feel like you're too optimistic with the Democrats. Just like you said, I mean, Kucinich goes on, the House floor for over 3 hours, lays out a total criminal case against this administration from start to finish. And I think I read that 24 Republicans had backed it, and I don't know how many Democrats. And I just feel like, where are these people?
Jason, you're too young to know, and you haven't served in Washington, but what they're doing is making political calculations, and they're saying, look, Bush is finished. He's on his way out. Mm-hmm. We're rid of him anyhow. And we start all this, we don't know how the neocon press is going to play it. We don't know whether the American people are going to feel like we're attacking a wartime president and are somehow being unpatriotic and giving comfort to Al-Qaeda or Iran or whoever they're worried about. So the Democrats are just playing it safe. Mm-hmm. They're saying, we want to win. The cost to us of impeaching him may be too high, since we're rid of him anyhow. And once we're rid of him, we can still hold investigations and ask about these things and put out reports and just slowly damn him and damn him and damn him until he's really had a worse treatment than impeachment. So I would imagine that's what's in their mind, that they're simply saying they're overvaluing them winning the election and undervaluing the public perception worldwide of them holding Bush accountable and saying, we won't stand for this. This is a breach of our system, and you're paying the price. So I think I agree with you that they should value that more, and their chance is less. On the other hand, if they lose the election from going after a wartime president, making Americans think that they have sympathies with terrorists and all that stuff, you know what all Fox News and everybody will say. They'll say these Democrats are in league with bin Laden. That's what you'll hear every day,
of course,
all day long, from Hannity, O'Reilly.
Bush is making one last charge to try to get bin Laden, apparently, before his presidency's over.
It won't matter if they get him or not. He's irrelevant at this point. Propaganda, it'll help them maybe. But so I think the Democrats are saying, you know, if they get back in, who is it that's so old on the court now? Stevens, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, okay. So then they come up with another Federalist Society member. And then they have a majority. Then when they set aside habeas corpus, the court upholds them, and then the whole thing is over. So the stakes are very high, Jason.
I agree. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for spending this time with us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this, taking your calls.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar
nel cielo infinito.
Holy, Rafa. All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'd like to thank Paul Craig Roberts for coming on. I got to tell you, I disagree just a little bit. I mean, I really, you know, I listen to him a lot, and I read a lot of his counterpunch stuff, and I just don't think the Democrats are going to be that good for us. I think it's always a soft tyranny, which I guess might be a little better. I mean, Clinton definitely had me fooled while he was in office, at least. But I don't know if I want that somebody, you know, who's slicker, who's not going to let all these, you know, terrible things come out. Maybe that's just me. I kind of like having, you know, somebody who's so transparent as Bush. We all know Bush doesn't run the country. I mean, I wish we had talked about that, but I'm sure we agree that, you know, it's more of his administration. He's just a puppet front. All right, let's start shooting through some calls. Let's take Charles in Louisiana. Charles, are you with us?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Fine. Listen, that guy there, that's part of the trouble, a Democrat, Republican. You can't take a system to fix, if it's broke, to fix it. Democrat and Republicans the same way. I don't know where he's coming from, but he confuses things. But anyway, I want to thank you for what you're doing. And I want to say this. Just a few people, they're willing to spread the truth. I used to blame the politicians for all our mistakes and our misery and taxes. But it's not the politicians' fault. It's the American people's fault. You know what I mean?
Well, obviously, you know, there are some that believe that we get the government we deserve. And there is an element that it is our fault. We have become, you know, fluoridated zombies that only care about, you know, our beer, our car, our home, and our sports team. Maybe our kids sometimes.
Our kids, we raised them, the little girls, almost like, well, really, they're trampy at 9 years old. The boys are usually on Prozac. The old man, he loves to look at a guy running 66 with a ball, football, and beer. I mean, that's what America's about. In America, these people are toast. They toast. And they haven't seen the bad side of life yet. They're not going to get out and give these tapes out, huh? Too proud.
I hope that pride goes away. Because you know what? You know, being one of the guys that created Loose Change, I've seen it. I've seen people hand out.
It's one of my favorite tapes.
Thank you. Exactly. And
I
did that.
I gave 1,100 copies of that.
Exactly. And I have so many stories of that. So I do believe. Yeah. That we can make the difference. We can wake people up. And it won't be everybody, Charles.
Yeah, but the American people, let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. This is like the people on Idaho. When pain hits them, mm-hmm. then they want to do something. But there's two solutions to the problem, and there's two problems. We took God out of school, out of the courtrooms, and we want God to defend us, but we won't defend God. And if we don't do it with God, you got to do it with a gun like our forefathers said. And American people ain't got the guts to stand up for God. They ain't got the guts to stand up for their country. They don't have the guts to stand up for themselves. I was in New Orleans for Katrina. And if you would have seen the disgust, the soldiers, I lost respect for our soldiers so bad that it made me sick in my stomach. I actually puked the next day thinking about it. Well, what they did to these women was thirsty. The soldiers that we're supposed to respect, the one in Iraq and all that, they are animals, sir.
Well,
they are animals. The police,
you know,
are animals.
Some of them have gotten out of hand, and yeah, we should show that picture.
Oh, listen. They had a cop up there pull a woman over and got back in the car and raped her. Right up here.
That's a horrible story, Charles. Thank you for the call.
But you don't hear anybody say anything about it.
No, well, you know what? I would point you towards Spike Lee's documentary. It's pretty hardcore. When the levees broke, it's four parts. Thank you for the call, Charles. We're going to take other calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And I want to remind everybody that it's our sponsors that make this show possible. New Vitality's Aloes. With all the junk we eat, it's important that we do our very best to take care of our digestive system. New Vitality, one of our great sponsors, has a product called Aloes. Aloes is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy digestive function and even helps maintain weight loss. Aloes is all natural ingredients, nutritionally support regularity, and assist your body in removing acclimated waste. It contains 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve overall health. Do yourself a favor and click on the big banner over at Infowars.com or give them a call at 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. And we're going to continue to take your calls. That call from Charles was rough. And I know Charles is a longtime listener. I've heard him many a time on the show. And, you know, I want to think the best of my soldiers most of the time, but I know people are people, man. And unfortunately, sometimes people aren't the greatest. We all have the capacity for good and evil. Let's go to the person who disagrees. He goes to the head of line. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, what's up?
Hey, Jason. I'm a longtime listener of Alex Jones as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just listening to Dr. Craig Roberts, and I agree with him on an issue. And the issue, I believe, is that Dennis Kucinich is in the firing pan right now. He's the only one in there sticking up for our civil liberties. I think that the movement should stand behind him, since we actually have a congressman in there sticking up for our country and our rights. And I think we should be backing him, at least the people side of it. And then, the news will pick up on it. And
well, I don't know if the news is going to pick up on it, man. I think we are backing
on
how much we do it. I want to believe that, man, but geez, I mean, they just black out so much. I mean, they've blacked out this DICE thing. They didn't report on Kucinich till like the day after, and they barely did. I'm not seeing anybody discussing it on any of these political arena talk shows. What's it going to take? I mean, what are we going to do? Get 500 people outside the Capitol building? I mean, you tell me.
You got to move when you have your shot. Mm-hmm. And right now we have a real true shot at it. We got a guy in there that's actually going after him. We need to support him on those issues. We don't have to support the Democratic Party. We need to support him on those issues because he's fighting for our civil liberties.
Well, I'm with you there. I'm with you 100% there. I mean, like you said, if they don't take action, he's gonna do 60 articles of impeachment, and I think that's what we wait for. I mean, I hate to wait more, but if they don't do anything with this legislation, I would love to see him stand on the House floor for 8 hours and go through 60 articles of impeachment. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up. I was on this as soon as someone told me. I taped it. Obviously, we got him on the radio. I think people should support him. I think they should call their congressman, their representative in their district, and tell them to support Mr. Kucinich. I'm all for that. Maybe you should, create a website, a quick one,
Yeah, I mean, after hearing him talk, I thought he was right on the money with that, at least in that part of it, because if we can get in there and start supporting him, and he starts to feel that he's got some backing from the American people, it'll make a huge difference. It might pick up like the Ron Paul thing, because we actually got another congressman in there going against, the institution, and I think that's a major plus right
there. I'm with you, Scott. Thank you for the call, and I'd just like to point out that Kucinich said on several occasions he would love to run with Ron Paul, They're buddies down there, and they know a lot of what's going on. All right, let's go to Lance in Missouri. Lance, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Jason?
Good,
excellent
man.
Job this week.
Awesome, thanks.
I wanted to disagree with what Paul Craig Roberts had to say. I don't believe Barack Obama's a very good choice at all. Mm-hmm. One thing is his coziness with Zbigniew Brzezinski.
That's a big thing right there. And you know what? I don't think that he's promoting him, say, but he really just thinks that Republicans are just so evil, and which they are. A lot of them are. But he just, I don't know, he can't get around it, man. We're going to hold you over. Yeah, I'm with you. Not only is he cozied up to Zygmunt, but I think there's more going on at that Bilderberg meeting than Paul Craig Roberts knows about. And on top of that, look, Jim Johnson was there, and he was the guy who was supposed to choose his running mate. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmess, and if you want to get at me, pretty easy to do, myspace.com/Jason Burmess, B-E-R-M-A-S. I do read the IMs, the comments, everything. In fact, one of the stories I'm going to go over is a U.S. school district to begin microchipping students' bags. It's real good stuff. We're going to get into that after we talk this Obama thing. But yeah, I mean, Zygmunt Brzezinski's on the team. Johnson, Jim Johnson, who's a member of Bilderberg, was on the team. He meets with Hillary in the same locale as the Bilderberg group, undoubtedly with members of the Bilderberg group. I think he's a real threat too, Lance.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, I really appreciate a lot of Paul Craig Roberts' analysis, but in this case, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we talk a lot about problem, reaction, solution. And Zbigniew Brzezinski is part of the problem. He bragged about helping radicalize Islam and create the Mujahideen back under Jimmy Carter. There was a 1997 interview with him in a French magazine, I think it's called the Nouvel Observateur, and Zbigniew Brzezinski brags about starting the Mujahideen. Of course, that was before 9/11 when he thought it was safe to brag that way. Part of why I was calling in today, Jason, is to let you know I think you're on the right track with energizing everybody to just frankly take matters into their own hands and run for local and state offices around the country. That's the only thing we can do. You know, like Charles called in earlier, and I've been a long-time listener myself as well, and I've heard him call in and talk about handing out a lot of DVDs and videos, and that's essential work. But people don't really want to hear about, soldiers committing war crimes nonstop. Most people in our society, I think, just want to be left alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they don't want to have to think. You know, they want to be able to just sit back and relax. But a movie, you know, in a short period of time can turn somebody onto this.
Absolutely. And people need to be woken up that way. I mean, I guess, you know, I kind of shy away from the term waking up or waking people up. I think, you know, people are awake already. They're just not paying attention to political issues. And I don't think that's peculiar to America necessarily. I think that's worldwide. Just people generally just want to be left alone and want to just pursue their own interests. Unfortunately, I think in this country, we're getting in a position where we don't have that luxury anymore. We can't afford to just sit back and let other people run the business of our government, because like Plato said, the price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men.
That's absolutely right, man.
We've all got to take it on our own responsibility. I mean, you know, I want to kind of plug my own campaign. I in February of this year, drove down to Jefferson City, Missouri, and filed to be on the ballot as a state representative.
You got a website?
LanceWeber.com, LanceWeber.com.
All right.
My name is Lance Weber. I'm running in Kansas City, Missouri for state in the Missouri House of Representatives.
Well, all you listeners out in Missouri, let's support Lance. I thank you for the call. I mean, he's called in a couple times. He's got great points, and he's not about the right or left. He's about right and wrong, and that's what we need to be about. You know, he's right. Again, we need to become local government. We need to become the congressman. We need to become the media. I can't drill into people's heads enough, you know. I mean, we can do it if we want to do it, or we can sit back and slurp down our brouhahas. Let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania. Matt, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
I was calling because I wanted to tell you about, you ever hear of PennDOT in Pennsylvania, the Department of Motor Vehicles?
Okay, not really, but okay.
Okay, well, they're actually doing a real ID program.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was on my news yesterday, local news.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be integrated into the new license, or?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And I actually called them up. I spoke to 5 different people. Nobody would answer my questions. Nobody would talk to me. I actually called the news station, and they're actually telling me that they're taking people's information without rights or consent.
Well, you know what? You need to go to the next city council meeting, man. I mean, getting on a radio show like this and letting people know, I mean, obviously we have a few listeners out in Pennsylvania, a few of the callers have been from there, but you got to take it upon yourself. You know, this is
That's
it.
That's what I figured.
This is it. Get like 7 to 10 people. You better believe it, because they've been trying to install this now for the better part of this decade, okay? Since 2000, they've really wanted to do this. Obviously, 9/11 was a big push, and now they're starting to implement it. All right, look at this story. Let's talk about this really quick. U.S. School District, this is out in Rhode Island, okay, is now chipping students. They're putting them in their bags so that they can track them everywhere. They're getting us used to this. I mean,
I could see it all around me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who can't see it. I mean, it's all around you, and people, you know, just see it on. I mean, I can't believe the local news even covered it to begin with.
Well, you know what? They got to tell us sometime, and then they just try to put a positive spin on it. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to another Pennsylvania caller. Let's go to Rob in Pennsylvania. Rob, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to call and talk about the call with Mike Regan. Mm-hmm. There was like at least 5 points I got of things that he was saying that utterly appalled me. Mm-hmm. The first of which is he basically admits in that interview to agreeing that Operation Northwood is an actual legitimate document. And he also agrees that the Gulf of Tonkin was set up by us. But his argument is, well, it was done by Democratic administration. I find it appalling. Ollie, even if he believes that, right, and even if he doesn't believe 9/11 was an inside job, how can he not report on this? I've heard this man talk about Jimmy Carter and FDR from things back to that long ago, but he doesn't find this noteworthy? I mean, to me,
well,
it's
he's an op, dude. You know, come on. He's an op. He's a neocon op. He gets talking points like the other little neocon ops. You shouldn't be surprised when it comes out that he's also on some sort of a federal or government payroll. They probably kick him, you know, another 100, 200 grand a year to just promote their propaganda, man. I mean, this is Reagan's kid, okay? I know it's not his blood kid, but it's Reagan's son. You know, I can only imagine the connections this guy's made. And, of course, he's got to be limited hangout because, you know, again, he probably has talked about the CFR and the Bilderberg Group before, just like Limbaugh used to talk about it. You know, it was an accepted thing to talk about. But as soon as it started shifting from, you know, because if you remember, Jones actually promoted Buchanan, you know, gave to his campaign back then. People were still fooled into this false left-right paradigm. But with the attacks of 9/11, with the cover-up on both ends, more and more people are realizing it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. I mean, obviously, Paul Craig Roberts still, you know, has a long way to go there. He still thinks the Democrats are slightly better, but I'm not going to choose the lesser of two evils. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I just think that the absurdity of being able to boldface tell all the, what, supposedly 5 million listeners that he has every night. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, I agree that this stuff happened, but I don't think that this is worthy news. I mean, it's just a joke. And I would encourage anyone out there that if you ever do happen to stumble upon these shows, just to listen to things like that, that, like, they think that the American public aren't worth reporting this information to. And it's disgusting, and they'll accuse us of not being patriots. Yet, I mean, honestly, how could you consider yourself a patriot when you have 5 million people in your audience, and you utterly believe that the Gulf of Tonkin was set up by the United States, and you never report it?
Well, he likes sleeping on his big bed of money, man. Thanks, Rob, for the phone call. But yeah, I mean, he's kicking back and in a king-size bed, probably has a good-looking wife, big-screen television. He's living in the lap of luxury like he always has been. Like I said, he's a spoiled rich kid, and he's not in reality. He gets talking points. He works for them. That's the bottom line. Let's go to Derek in Texas. Derek, are you with us?
I'm with you, Jason. Hey, there needs to be more people like you in radio and less people like Mike Reagan, in my opinion. You're doing a really good job.
Thanks, man. Well, I mean, right. these guys, you know what kills me about these guys is they've got the crazy national audience. And there are a lot of nutballs out there that are totally gung-ho, kill the brown people, kill the people that support them. And for him to say that, for him to say he'll pay for the bullet after advocating for the murder of Mark Dice and other 9/11 truthers is just unreal.
Well, absolutely. And I wanted to encourage Alex Jones's audience to call these neocon shows, get by the screener, and let them have the truth to wake these audiences up, because each one of these audiences are a couple million a week, and that's work we need to do.
No, absolutely.
Just to let you know, I'm a member of AE911Truth.org, and I appreciate Richard Gage and your work. You guys have done fantastic. And I would like to issue an edict to all the engineering undergrads. You know, when I was going to school, 9/11 happened, and I'm a structural engineer. And the comment that got made to me by my professors who had PhDs in the subject was, looks like they figured out a new way to perform a controlled demolition. And the chatter that was going around was like, well, why don't they just, you know, swing a ball into the top of the building and set a fire, then wait an hour, and it just comes tumbling down. I mean, it was just ridiculous to us at the time, but really it wasn't until Alex a couple years later to where I saw everything. And, man, just keep going. I mean, you guys are doing fantastic. Sooner or later, this is going to be out. And, you know, these people in this neocon administration are going to be judged harshly, because history will view you, Jason, and Alex, and the other guys as the ones to turn everything around.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much. And, you know, that is a great organization. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth really give us a huge amount of validity. And right now, if you're an architect or an engineer, and you're not a part of this organization, we need you more than ever. Richard Gage is trying to get 1,000 people to sign up before September 11th, and he's looming somewhere around the 400 mark. Now, that means we need 600 more of you guys. If you know somebody who knows this information, encourage them to speak up. All right? Don't hide in the shadows. If we hide in the shadows, there'll be no shadows to hide in eventually. You can't run from this stuff forever. You got to face it head on, and that's what I'm all about. Let's take one more caller. Before the next break, let's go to James in Ohio. James, are you with us?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
I don't know if you remember. I talked to you a while ago. You had Jim Mars on. You were sitting in for Alex.
Okay.
And you guys were all on the law enforcement aspect of police state and stuff.
Sure.
I was a caller that spoke about getting egged in the side of the head and arrested for not giving my ID up.
Yep. That whole fiasco. How's that turning out for you right now?
It was already resolved when I talked to you. I just didn't get a chance to finish the whole thing.
All right, well, hold on. I'll pass the break, and we'll go over how that was resolved. This guy was attacked, and then, of course, the police arrest him. You know, that's how it goes in America. We're going to come back on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yeah. All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. I'm going to be stepping in all week. I want to remind everybody to go out and get some of Alex's films, Endgame, Terror Storm, The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, my films, Loose Change, American Freedom to Fascism, of course, another great movie. Make copies and hand them out. You know, that's how we're gonna break down these minds. We have James from Ohio on the line, and he got attacked by some egging, some probably vandals, and he calls it in, and he's the one who ends up getting arrested. How did that all turn out, James?
Well, basically, I got charged with causing alarm and annoyance to others because I told the cop that I felt I was the victim. What do you need my driver's license for? And he charged me with it. Now, they arrested me and took me to the station, but they didn't take me to the jail. They just tried to figure out what charges to give me. Then, once they gave me one, they let me go, and then I had to go to court. When I got to court, I talked to an attorney friend, and he said, you know, this is bogus. Just plead no contest. Judge will see right through this. And the judge's response was, well, since 9/11, officer asked you your name, you better give it to him. So I'm going to give you a court cost and a $100 fine. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I never tried to pursue it after that. I just took it and whatever. But I do want to echo this sentiment you just gave with supporting Alex. I recently got a membership to Prison Planet TV, and it is, oh, wow, it's just awesome. I recommend anybody listening to for, I think it's like 15, 20 cents a day. It's, if you can help fight this and support Alex, you really need to. But the reason I'm calling today is over the weekend where I live here in Ohio, we had a tasering incident.
Okay.
And the reason I think that it really deserves to be put in the limelight is it was tasering of a juvenile. A girl.
How old was the kid?
15.
And what did she do?
She was, I guess, in a fight or a confrontation with another girl.
Oh, and the cops came and tased her for it?
And she didn't stop. Just when the cop says, you can see the video at like WMFMJ channel 21.
Listen, why don't you send me a link, because I got to jump because I'm about to have We Are Change on. But send Aaron InfoWars a link and we'll try to post the video. Thanks for the call, James. Let's take another couple callers before we go to We Are Change Vancouver and discuss the incident with Colin Powell. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
I was going to call about Mark Dice was sending the DVDs.
Yep.
To soldiers. Well, if you have a MySpace account, you can go into search and change the country to Iraq, and you'll get about thousands of troops have a MySpace.
Yep.
And you can put it in there. You can become friends with them, or you can just put.
Great idea. And you can just embed videos right there. Yep. Absolutely. And I hope that people do it in a respectful manner. I think that the mailing thing, though, is just a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
And it lets you get an in with, you know, some kind of food product. Or maybe you do have the money to, you know, buy a DVD player. Maybe you do have the money to kick them, you know, an actual DVD of something else or a hard copy. But, yeah, that's another great way to get at people. And just do it respectfully. Just be like, look, man, you know, I just hope that you're aware that this stuff is going on, and this has nothing to do with you. I just hope this helps you make a better, more informed decision.
And can I bring up another point?
Sure, go ahead.
What do you think the probability of, was it Flight 77 that crashed in Chengsil?
No, that was Flight 93.
93.
And I got to tell you, there is no chance whatsoever that plane was downed in that open field in Chengsil, Pennsylvania. There's a possibility that something was shot down over that area, possibly, but the majority of it didn't crash in that open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. If that is the case, I have no idea where that plane actually is, if it wasn't the one that was shot down over it. You know, again, they're following Flight 93. They're also following a Phantom flight at the same exact time. You know, it's unbelievable. They were following Delta 1989 at the same time that supposedly had bombs on board. They had hijackings coming in out of Canada. Later on, they had hijackings coming in out of Alaska, I believe, with Korean Airlines. So, I mean, I'm not convinced at all. I didn't see a piece of an engine. I didn't see a piece of a tail section, a wing section. I didn't see bodies. I didn't see luggage. I didn't see a plane crash, okay? I had to wait 4.5 years to see two pieces of fuselage and a red headband that was untouched that supposedly the hijackers wore. And you can watch that all for free at loosechange911.com. They got the link to the movie. I mean, you can check it out on video.google.com. We'll be back with We Are Change Vancouver.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Berman. I'll be in all week. And we have Travis from We Are Change Vancouver on the line. Travis, are you with us?
I'm with you, Jason, with you in total solidarity, my brother. It's Travis from the land of the taser, home of the slave, here in fascist Vancouver, B.C., otherwise known as DJ Ball. We've talked before, Mr. Burmis, and it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me back on the show, my brother.
Hey, no problem, man. So why don't you just fill people in on the situation with Colin Powell yet again? We're trying to become the media. We're trying to ask real questions. We're trying to make a difference in this country, and what happens?
Well, I guess we'll start off with Gail Davidson, who was from Lawyers Against War, a coalition of lawyers that tried to get Colin Powell inadmissible to Canada. Colin Powell, actually, the more I researched into the past, the more disgusted and disturbed I got. whether it was covering up the My Lai massacre or trying to cover up the My Lai massacre in 1969, whether it was in 91 fabricating 2,500 tanks with forged satellite imagery, whether it was the speech of lies that he delivered. I mean, the list goes on and on, rendition flight, torture that, you know, he's a many strikes against the Geneva Convention. So anyway, Gail Davidson tried to get Powell basically not allowed into the country and petitioned our immigration minister, Dianne Finley. Of course, we've got a conservative government now in Canada led by a Manchurian candidate of a prime minister named Stephen Harper. That's a complete traitor to us. He signed on February 14th with no parliamentary oversight a law allowing foreign troops on Canadian soil. So we've got our hands full up here. Anyway, the petition from Lawyers Against War went nowhere. The immigration minister didn't even basically let it happen. So anyway, we had Colin Powell come and talk about leadership. We bought tickets. Four of our change members, me, James Flack, my co-director, and Tosh, and Roxana from Vancouver 9/11, we bought tickets to go inside, and these organizers had built the event as no question would be off-limits. So we thought this would be a great chance to ask Colin Powell about his stance on depleted uranium, which he is on the record. We at Change Ohio had confronted Powell on DU a while back, and Colin Powell lied again, like the Pinocchio Powell lied again and said that DU was completely safe and that he had been around it all his life. I mean, it just takes a simple Google search to look at what the effects of depleted uranium are in 4.5 billion year shelf life to just realize that's absurd. So anyway, the question answer period goes on. Powell goes on and speaks about, you know, he regurgitates the same lies about men hiding out in caves and not giving up our freedoms and yada, yada, yada. Really boring to tell you the truth, Jason. While he was talking, I was text messaging our protesters that were outside bullhorning. We had Johnny Little, Patrick, Darren, Drew, a bunch of people from our group bullhorning the venue, and I was directing them through text message to get them closer, closer, closer. They were bullhorning the vent, so we could hear the bullhorning inside the venue, which was absolutely amazing and gave me the strength to get to the question-answer period. Mm-hmm. The question-answer period was a complete fraud. The organizers basically gave us cards when we entered the venue, and instead of no questions off limits, you had to hand write down your questions on cards.
Isn't that freedom? They're going to decide. Exactly. Everybody write down a question, and then we're going to choose the ones we like.
Exactly. So get this. This is where it got absolutely absurd. So question, I think, number two or three was general, iPhone or BlackBerry. You know, who really gives a damn about that? I mean, come on. Then it went into question number four. General, now that the Stanley Cup playoffs are over, who are you going for, Lakers or Celtics? And that was enough.
That his staff totally loads up the questions, too.
We don't give a damn about basketball up here. No one's asked. No one cares about the Lakers and Celtics. It's ridiculous. We want to know how he plans on staying out of the Hague. It's absolutely ridiculous. I jumped up out of my seat in front of 1,500 members of his fan club, sheep. Just idiots, to tell you the truth, people that had no idea of his history, and I yelled up at the top of my lungs, you know, I got a question. With all due respect, I got a question. I got a question. And the moderator talked over me, tried to silence me. That's when James Flack, who's an absolutely, you know, we've just signed him on as a co-director with We Are Change Vancouver. He's an absolute patriot, jumped up, and he said, I got a question. Explain to me why the hell you're using depleted uranium and killing generations of future life.
Oh, they don't want the real questions, you know? Oh, no, he's a good guy. Stop.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as we jumped up and we demanded, you know, ask some real questions, we had Vancouver Police Department all over us and escort us out. When we got to the doors, there was another member of our group, a 50-year-old ballet teacher. I mean, this is just ridiculous. 50-year-old ballet teacher by the name of Roxana, who got up to ask a question as well. General, what about DU? And then she asked that, three more plainclothes got on her and actually physically bounced her at the door. The video is unbelievable. We've got it posted. But anyway, while this was going on, Jason, unbelievably on the outside, this is what's really messed up about this whole incident is on the outside, we had hired out an independent freelance cameraman, a friend of mine from the film world, a friend that's got no political affiliations, a friend, things Mike Barcelona, doesn't even know who Alex Jones is. Uh-huh. I'd asked him to come out and just document the protest outside. He was like, sure, no problem. Get some protest footage on my reel. No problem. I'll help you out, Travis. So anyway, as we're getting bounced out of the venue, he's on the sidewalk outside of the Vancouver Convention Center, a facility I believe that was paid by with taxpayer money, filming protesters when he has one an officer, Murdoch, come over to him and says right off the hop, he says, "You're going to jail." And what Mike didn't know is that this officer, Murdoch, had told a couple people 50 feet away earlier that it's time to leave. All right, so the cameraman didn't know this, but we have footage that shows Officer Murdoch looking at Mike and giving him a bit of a smear. So there's a couple theories I have on why he went for our cameraman and arrested him. Michael Barcelona now has a court date for July 21st.
What are they charging him with?
They're charging him with assault by trespass, which is a charge so ludicrous that our lawyer, Gail Davidson, has been great and stepped up for us. It said she's never even found a case of this being actually prosecuted. So they're just trying to smear him, get him in the system. They had him in jail for 9 hours.
Bow down to our masters. Don't resist. What was it? Is an assault by trespass?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Assault by trespass. It's just absolutely absurd.
So now you don't even have to hurt anybody physically. You don't even have to verbally assault somebody anymore. You just have to quote-unquote trespass, which could be anything from being on the wrong sidewalk at the wrong time at the wrong place, and you're now charged with assault by trespass. That's incredible to me.
It's absolutely absurd, and this is Canada, where we're the land of the free.
Yeah.
Not likely. So anyway, yeah, while this was just after this had all happened, Drew Noftel's got he's a great patriot. He's organizing something called the March on Ottawa 2008.com. You can go check out his website. Drew was on his way out of the venue afterwards, and he was followed by Vancouver Police Department on his bicycle and stopped twice for not riding a helmet. Now, the context of this, Jason, is that right around the corner, we're the Lower East Side of Vancouver is one of the most notorious drug spots in all of the world. There's guys who've got needles hanging out of their arms. It's a terrible situation down there. But they're targeting and hassling peaceful protesters. So, you know, I've got mixed emotions about how this whole thing went down, because almost the whole time the VPD were incredible. They were really good. They were letting us bullhorn the vents into the facility. They were great. We had an employee from the Vancouver Convention Center come on and said, "You guys have all the right to be out here to protest." Then all of a sudden, either a call got made, a switch got tripped, because all of a sudden the police went from super cool to one of them saying, "You guys got to get out of here now." And I think it coincided with when the event was over, and they didn't want protesters getting in the elite's way, is what I think.
You don't want to be in an earshot of Colin Powell, a guy who's basically propagated the murder of thousands of people and gets up there and smiles and plays the good cop, you know, and when he leaves the administration, "Oh, they were so bad. I'm not one of them." Yeah, right. He gets
this
up.
This guy's a war criminal.
Oh, absolute war criminal.
Absolute war criminal filth. He belongs in jail. He belongs locked up, along with the rest of the scumbags. You know what, Jason? Mm-hmm. I'm just sick and tired of these satanic, inbred Pinocchio psychopaths that are messing up the planet right now. I'm sick of them. I know you're sick of them. Enough is enough with these guys. And you know what, people? They're not going to stop until everyone gets off their butts, stops being that keyboard warrior, and gets in the streets and do it peacefully. You know what? When this all went down, we had a lot of help. Just before I forget, Jason, Luke Radowski came through huge. Jim and Dave from Freedom Fighter Radio came through huge. They had people calling from all over the world, calling the Vancouver Police Department switchboard and shut it down, more or less, to get our cameraman free. And
why don't you throw out your website right now? And I want to let people know, because I also get, you know, emails from people all the time. "What can I do? How do I get involved? How do I get involved?" You go to wearechange.org and you see all the organizations that are set up there locally around the world. And if there's not one of them where you are, you start it. Correct?
That's exactly right. You don't even need an organization. You just need the courage. If we don't stand up now, Jason, we're going to be in rail cars getting loaded off the FEMA camps. I mean, I never thought that would happen, but the more it's becoming apparent that these people aren't going to stop until we stop them. WeAreChangeVancouver.org. Guys, please come to our website. Check out the video. There's a whole rundown of what went down. We have a little chip-in widget on our thing. If you can find it in your heart to throw in some coffee money into our chip-in, we would like to raise a bit of money so that we can be a more effective fighting force for everybody's freedom.
No, absolutely. These are the organizations that, you know, we need to promote. And We Are Change is the premier patriot organization. In my eyes, they are the most active. You know, I love truthaction.org. I love lonelantern.org. But at the end of the day, These are the guys that are on the ground every single day, folks. I mean, they make news all week long from across the globe, whether it's Peter Power being confronted, you know, whether it's Michael Bloomberg being confronted, whether it's an actual parliament member attacking We Are Change. You know, it's We Are Change that are asking the tough questions and getting out there, man.
That's exactly right. And they don't like real questions. You know what? We were abandoned by a press. We Are Change had to step up because we were abandoned by a press and left to get fed on by this parasitic group of psychopaths. There is no free. There is no real press anymore, and that's where We Are Change is filling that void, Jason. That's basically our goal, is becoming the media, because there is no media. There's just a bunch of limp-wristed propagandists that have sold us all out.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Let's take some calls while you're still with us. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, are you with us? Tom, drop.
I just want to tell you how much I enjoy the show, and I actually just discovered you guys yesterday, believe it or not.
Oh, excellent. That's awesome, man. Yeah, where are you listening from? You're in Texas. Are you listening on FM?
I'm actually on the internet, and okay. I live in Dallas.
Oh, excellent. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be coming out to Dallas. This is something I should be promoting. I'm going to be coming out to Dallas this weekend. There's a screening at, I think it's the Fort Worth Theater. If you go to 911blogger.com, all the info's there, or my website, loosechange911.com. But it's at 8 p.m. It's at one of the big theaters in Dallas, and I'm going to be speaking there. It's only $5. We're going to be showing Loose Change Final Cut, and I'm going to be taking your questions afterwards. So, you know, you agree with me, you disagree with me, please come down. It should be a good event. I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't believe you just found us. So what got you into this type of information, Tom?
Well, you know, I've always been fairly independent as far as my ideas. I've always been a little more, I'd like to think, objective and freedom-oriented than most people.
Uh-huh.
And I have a friend of mine who's really into objectivism. Are you familiar with that?
Sure.
He's really into that, and he just talks to me about a lot of issues, and I started kind of getting interested in freedom-oriented stuff, and I started just doing searches on the internet.
Awesome, man. Listen,
unfortunately, it's still the greatest thing ever, that's until they shut it down for us. But
yeah, until they bring an internet too, and we're all controlled about our bandwidth and IP addresses, and we'll all have a little profile on it. Pure hell.
Exactly.
Yeah, pure tyranny. Thank you for the call, Tom. Tom, I hope you're still listening in. I hope that you check out Loose Change, Terror Storm, Endgame. This should be a whole new world for you if you just found us. Let's go to another caller. Remember, we're with Travis from We Are Change Vancouver. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, are you with us? Sean, you there? I guess he must have dropped. Let's jump to Fred in Philly. Fred, are you there?
Hi. I want to bring up something that will be of interest to Travis, Paul Craig Roberts, and Jonathan, who was on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little known fact, but it's really nailed down. There have been U.S. citizens that are not of non-Arab background, have not committed a crime, who have been basically abducted and held. In the example of one, John in Atlanta, for 5.5 months, without charges, in isolation, without access to outside communication or a lawyer. This is a little known fact. There are some journalists that do not get play. James Brovard, who has his own news agency in the Washington, D.C. Suburbs, mm-hmm. knows at least a half a dozen cases of U.S. citizens having been treated this way. Georgia Homeland Security, Federal Homeland Security, and DeKalb County Security, or whatever they are, arrested or abducted, is a better word, a gentleman, a young man, from Atlanta, and he was only released in the end of October of 03.
Well, Fred, do us a favor. Email us these stories. We'd love to do a story on American citizens being detained you know, under Military Commissions Act, Patriot Act, all that stuff, sure.
Let me just say that the only way he was able to get out was that a doctor said that she basically realized that he was never going to be released, a woman doctor, mm-hmm. and she smuggled out a note, and then he was able to use habeas corpus. So gotcha. It's happening to people who have no connection with the military.
Please send it out to Aaron at Infowars.com. I thank you for the call. It's not shocking to me that they're actually doing this, Travis. I mean, when you see the type of horrific things that they're able to do overseas, and then you look at 9/11, how they were able just to extinguish 3,000 plus lives on that day to get their agenda across, it doesn't shock me anymore, man.
It doesn't me either, Jason. You know what? My grandfather fought the Nazis, and unfortunately, they've been reincarnated. It doesn't shock me at all. When we go and do informationing about 9/11, I go with the Vancouver 9/11 Truth People quite a bit. They're a great group of people. Mm-hmm. And what we get comments a lot of the time is by people that are like, there's no way the government would kill 3,000 people. Are you guys crazy? And it's like, what about the Gulf of Tonkin, where they made up lies and they went to war and they killed 60,000 of your troops and 3 million Vietnamese? I mean, people can't comprehend the end justifies the means mentality that these psychopaths have. There's no humanity. They're just, you know, you got to look at the big picture. If you don't think Dick Cheney and George Bush were willing to write off a couple of 3,000 people to get a foothold in the Middle East, then you haven't done your homework or your research.
I'm with you, man.
Zbigniew Brzezinski writes about this in the Grand Chessboard, about the Middle East and Eurasia being completely, totally important for United States global dominance. I'd recommend everyone read the Grand Chessboard. We got the Fraser Institute here in Vancouver, this right-wing scum tank putting on an event called the Illuminismo Dinner Series with Zbigniew Brzezinski coming up in September.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of filth our government and our people are allowing into our country right now, Jason.
Well, Travis, unless we keep standing up, unless we become the media like you guys are trying to do, unless we become more active, unless we, you know, get out there and spread the truth to people, we're going to live under this tyranny. I thank you for joining us, Travis. Go check them out at wearechange.org, wearechangevancouver.org. We're going to be back taking more calls, and then we have We Are Change California coming up. Stuart Howe.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, we do the last hour in video for you. We encourage you to go check out Infowars.com if you missed any of the first 3 hours or any of the show at all. We loop it for 24 hours for free. You can get the podcast over there. But if you want to support us, PrisonPlanet.tv is the way to go. And remember, the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, will be available only to PrisonPlanet.tv members on July 4th. I believe that's when it starts shipping out that week. So you'll probably be able to see it before anybody else. And it's really just an extraordinary film that I'm very happy was put together. It shows the activist part of this movement, and we need more of it. So I'm going to take some more callers before the top of the hour, and we've got Justin in Texas on the line. And if you disagree, which I'm sure he does, you go to the front. So, Justin, what's up?
Hey, I was just calling today to remind everybody that there's going to be a big debate between Richard Gage and Mark Roberts tonight. I think it's supposed to be on Hardfire, so for everyone to keep an eye out for that.
Okay, so it'll probably be up on the net tomorrow, huh?
It should be up pretty quick, I'm assuming, and that's Richard Gage is a pretty big name for the truth movement, so it should prove to be pretty entertaining. If nothing else, I also wanted to bring up the unsecured coins story.
All right, let me get a second in here. So here's the problem with all that. You guys use lies anyway. I mean, you're used to lying. You lie every day in your little debunker sites, and then it's okay for you to make up a lie about a real issue. Let me tell you about an article I got right in front of me, okay? U.S. school district to begin microchipping students. Now, admittedly, they're not putting the chips in the arms of the students, but they're putting it in their backpack, and they're tracking them everywhere they go. Now, back in 2006, I got four separate articles all about how the Pentagon is now going to start chipping soldiers. So it's something that's really happening. You're using the truth, and then you're making up a story on it and lying so that we cover it. I mean, you guys lie all the time. That's the problem, man. At least I'm trying to tell the truth, Justin.
Sure. There was, I thought, a legitimate point to be made by the fact that pretty much every single person who emailed Unsecured Coins, his handle on JREF, immediately got a response letting them know that the story was not real.
Yeah, but
real.
Justin, why would I engage him? Justin, why would I engage him when he's done nothing but, true for this and, you know, just insult
why
us. Just insult
him?
Why would I believe him? Because
yeah,
he's putting out there on a public...
He's such a critic of loose change, obviously.
Because it's happening to soldiers, man. It is happening to soldiers. And I thought he may have been the unlucky one to get picked. I thought maybe, you know, it might turn him around and put him into more of a human state and realize that this is a problem. I'm sorry, dude. Are you for people getting chipped? Because I remember reading some of your comments on there, and it was like, well,
absolutely
you're still my...
Actually, some of the comments that I posted were specifically just to embellish, but... Another
exactly,
thing is
and that's
you,
another
you
point, Justin. But that's
you,
another
you
point. You're trying to specifically...
On
hold on. You're specifically lying on purpose. You're trying to engage the enemy with false information about a true subject so that you can discredit them. That's classic propaganda, man. I mean, I don't think you're on a payroll or anything, but you're engaging in the same tactics that the media uses. It's just like, all right, in 2004, it came out in the mainstream media that all these Mexican officials took chips to get to secure locations, and they put out a crazy number like 144 to kind of test the waters. And then a few months later, they had to admit that it was much lower number, but they wanted to see how the media was going to react to that. Purposeful disinfo. Justin, thanks for the call. We got We Are Change. Who is it? We got We Are Change LA, Stuart Howe. He's in the new movie, 9/11 Truth Rising. All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.tv members got the live video feed. Again, we're gonna be having We Are Change LA on. Stuart Howe. And now that we're on the camera, I want to just review a couple things, okay? Yesterday, I talked about the truth about vaccines on the cover of Time magazine, where they're trying to fear-monger people into pressuring others that know that vaccines cause autism and are not good for you in most cases because of the preservatives they put in there, to be like, why are you endangering us? Worried about autism? Many parents are opting out of immunizations. How they're putting the rest of us at risk. And there it is right there. The crying baby, the little needle in his arm. And we're the bad guys because we know about the thimerosal. We know about the SV40. Really good stuff. You know? Please write Time Magazine and tell them what terrible people they are. What propagandists they are. And then we have the new cop shirts. This is great. It is the scumbag eradication team. Not in our town. Not in our town. There it is right there. See, there's the cop with the mustache. Right there. And he's putting people in the toilet. He's taking the scum out. No judge, no jury, no trial. He's the boss. He's the man. It's so terrible. I can't even deal with it. All right. We're probably going to have him at five after the hour. So let's take a couple more calls. I can still take a couple more calls. Let's go to Marco in Texas. He's been holding. Marco, you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
First, I want to commend all, you know, your show and Alex. I mean, you guys, truly brave. I mean, sometimes I happen to run into just to see what kind of propaganda I get on the Hannity and all Limbaugh and all that crap. And I tell you, it makes me nauseous. I cannot understand how can people listen to that propaganda. Anyway, that's it. I just want to give some information for your listeners in New York.
Okay.
I was, I just don't know, remember the name of the guy. But let me just give you this information. He's trying to open a new investigation on 9/11.
William Pepper's New York City Ballot Initiative.
Yes, I think his name is Mike Revell. He was running for president on the Democratic side or something.
Oh, no, Mike Revell is supporting the initiative written up by William Pepper, and he should be on Democracy Now! Today.
That's where I got the news from. And he got, I don't have the number, but I encourage all the people from New York who want a new investigation on 9/11 to check the number. There's a hotline that he gave on that show on Democracy Now! And encourage others just to, because he needs signatures to open a new investigation, a new commission, which I think is very important for all of us to believe that, you know, the shadiness of 9/11.
I'm with you. I think we can get that if we support Kucinich as well. I'm not against the New York City ballot initiative. I'm all for it, by the way. But with Kucinich actually putting up those two articles of impeachment, one, obstruction of justice before 9/11 to thwart the investigations into terror, and two, covering up the investigation. And then, of course, the third one has to do with the EPA's lies. But those two have a lot of teeth. And if we're able to push that agenda forward, I think that we're more likely to see some kind of internal investigation. I thank you for the call, Marco, and I thank you for the kind words. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Jason, I did look up that site that you told me to look up about the RDF chips.
Okay.
and I read a lot about it and hearing more about it. And the guy that just was on talking about it, it mm-hmm. upsets me more and more each time I hear about it because I don't believe in getting it done because, to me, that's the mark of the beast.
Well, it's a mark of the beast to a lot of people, and even those who aren't religious should realize this is an intrusive radio frequency identification system that is literally going to hold all of your information on this chip. It's not safe. They want us to use it to trade and sell. It causes cancer in rats, and it's a total tracking device. They've been using it in animals for years.
And I don't believe in getting it, and I wouldn't do it to my animal. But what I wanted to tell you is they were talking yesterday about, you know, how they're scanning them clear down to their body when they go through the airport.
Sure, the new scanners that can see through everything. We'll come back to you after this with We Are Change out in L.A. We'll wrap that up and talk about the RFIDs, and then We Are Change. It's the Alex Jones Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. I'm going to be with you all week, subbing in as Alex takes a much-deserved vacation. And we're talking to Betty about the new scanners in the airport. They're not so new in some places, but they're just starting to put them in Austin, Texas, and other places around the country. And these new scanners, of course, can see right through you. They see everything, you know, your kibbles and bits, everything. So what was the point you were making, Betty?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's out there or you have seen that movie Deja Vu with Denzel Washington.
Yep.
But that shows it right where they can go right through the house and look through you too there, that-a-way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they actually used to show that sort of even in Total Recall. It's been around for a while, an idea, and now they're really implementing it. It shows where technology has gone. I thank you for the call. Shifting gears, we have Stuart Howe from We Are Change LA. And Stuart, I'm pretty sure that you're the one that interviewed Martin Sheen, and we're using that 9/11 Truth Rising?
Yeah, that would be me.
And you've done a lot of great stuff. I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. You are truly one of the We Are Changers that is totally committed and totally involved in this movement. And I've seen you do everything from highway blogging to, you know, talking to people on the street to posting. I mean, you're a true patriot, man, and you show how it's done.
Well, thank you, brother. You know, ditto likewise and back at you. I mean, I'm inspired and awed by everything that I see you guys doing.
Well,
it's amazing. It's amazing to be part of it. I'm proud to be standing shoulder to shoulder with so many great folks.
Well, I mean, you guys are really one of the most active groups out there. So for people listening, why don't you tell them how you got started, how We Are Change has grown, and really just how much you get together. I mean, you guys must get together at least a dozen times a month.
Well, we got started, We Are Change LA, a group of us got together, Bruno Brewiler and Katie Kurtzman, made some calls, thinking who they'd want to have in a kind of a small crew. We weren't really happy with the larger group efforts out here. There was, we just wanted to have something small and tight, and we were very inspired by Luke and Alex Jones and everything going on in the rest of the country, and we got together. It started out with 8 or 9 people, and a few have fallen off since then, conflicts of interest and whatnot. But we did our first project, which was the response to Bill Maher, the video, and we had fun with that. We consciously wanted to have a different tone than we were seeing. We wanted it to be, you know, we're standing on the truth. We're standing on, you know, the side of right. And, you know, we didn't want to be belligerent. We didn't want to be negative. You know, we wanted to kind of have some fun with it and take Bill Maher's tone and turn it back at him. And that's kind of gotten good response. So we've kind of taken that run with it. And we're trying to be as effective, as you mentioned, on every level that we can. And we're constantly brainstorming with our meetup group, which now has over 200 people. Mm-hmm. And we're taking inspiration from everywhere and trying to be as effective as we can.
Well, I think you guys are one of the most effective groups, and I actually sat down and had dinner with both Katie and Bruno the last time I was in California. Very nice folks, very effective folks. I mean, they were able to really pierce the mainstream media with their first action. And, you know, small and large, we need these actions to continue. And, you know, getting somebody like Martin Sheen to talk to the public really does have an effect, because unfortunately, more people listen to celebrities than they do architects and engineers, scientists. You know, we live in this pop culture, and that's why I think that Truth Rising is going to be such a I don't even know how to say it. It's going to be a big film. I think it's going to change a lot of things. I think it's going to motivate people to become more like you and me, Stuart. You still with us?
Well, I would hope so. And what I've seen of the film, the little clip I was able to see, got me very excited and very hopeful. And I think it's a great representation of what's going on and a great motivator to get more going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's going on with We Are Change LA? What can we expect in the near future from this organization?
Well, we've got outreach going on. We're putting together information packets along with Truth Action and the various change chapters. We have a great girl out here named Cheryl, and she's a graphic artist, and we've all been rallying information and doing research to put together an information package for outreach to police and military and firefighters. Mm-hmm. So we've got that going on, and that's been bolstered by a lot of the exchanges we've had with the Santa Monica Police. They seem to be on board with Truth and supporting us, and we're trying to spread that. We're trying to take everything positive that we can like that and spread it through our freeway blogging, our outreaches, through actions. I had a talk last night with former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan at a book signing.
Excellent.
And we're trying to talk with people, and we're trying to put a little bit differently flavored foot forward. Certainly, you know, there's a lot of times when loud and in your face and a bull is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, it was excellent to be able to stand with everybody at Bilderberg.
That's right. You were at Bilderberg this year as well.
Yeah, I brought one of our big blue banners, and Alex liked it. It went pretty well, and it was great to know that a lot of these these scoundrel traitors, as they were driving in, saw a 20 by 5 foot banner saying 9/11 equals controlled demolition. You know, it's like, we're on to you. The cat's out of the bag, and the cat's not going back in the bag. So be advised.
Absolutely. And the way you were speaking towards, you know, a different tone, I'm all with you. And that's why I love these different organizations. Like, I love Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth approach. You know, when I get to confront somebody, I'm usually, I try to ask them a couple softball questions, you know, kind of ease them into it, and then ask some really tough ones, you know, try to relate to them on a different level. There certainly is that time when they're meeting in private, you know, in an organization of 140 of, you know, the world elite that are deciding our fates to bullhorn these people. You know, that is the time to disrupt things. But at the same time, you know, there is a time where, I mean, look at Luke Radowski's confrontation with Vicente Fox. You know,
That's
one of my favorites.
Worthy of the Pulitzer Prize, in my opinion. That was. I just watched that with the slack jaw in awe of Luke and with what was accomplished. Just, you know, in a calm, peaceful, friendly manner. I mean, it was just amazing to see that, and that's something that I took a lot of inspiration. I think a lot of us took inspiration from that as well.
Absolutely, and now that's going to be seen on a much more massive scale. Because if you look at some of these YouTube videos, yeah, they have 5 or 10,000 hits. But, you know, if Alex Jones is able to move 5 or 10,000 DVDs, you know, that means that there's going to be 50 to 100,000 of those DVDs really out there, because people are going to make copies, and we're going to reach so many people that aren't on the internet, people that don't visit Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or 911blogger.com, and hopefully we can direct them to WeAreChange.org. And get them involved. And that's what the goal is.
Exactly. And thank you for bringing that up, because that seems to be our next area of focus is in We Are Change LA. And I guess in general, is getting those hundreds of thousands, if not millions, hundreds of millions now, people in America that either question the official story or are onto the fact that it was an inside job for an agenda that's being hidden from us, is how to get that transferred from knowing to doing, and how to get people to join us and stand with us. And that's the exciting thing about films like Alex's new film, Truth Rising. And that's, you know, we're trying to make it an attractive movement. I commend Abby Martin, who was, I was surprised to see at Bilderberg with her outreach in truther.org, mm-hmm. is putting a good face, you know, putting an attractive face on it. And while I'm on the subject, if anybody were to go to our new website, we have a brand new website, WACLA.org, mm-hmm. for Air Change LA, but it's WACLA.org, and we've got a lot of projects and a lot of things coming up where we're inviting people to come out, because just knowing doesn't really accomplish what actually having the people out and active, you know, is going to accomplish and will continue to gain. And
well, it's that process of educating and then activating, and what we're hoping to do is all those people that always complain, I'm just one person, I can't make a difference, lead me in the right direction. Hopefully this movie is going to say, hey, here it is. Anybody can do it. Look at this 20-year-old kid. You know, he's out there. He's doing it. Look at this group that came out of nowhere. They're out there. They're doing it. Look what Mark Dice was able to accomplish. Abby's in the film.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable that, you know, they've tried to marginalize this movement. I remember on the fifth anniversary of 9/11, when we were out there with literally thousands of people, the mainstream media totally ignored us. They kept the shots within the pit, so they didn't have to show how many people actually had an Investigate 9/11 shirt on was. And then when the one media personality covered it was Glenn Beck, and he said it was hundreds, not thousands, and he canceled our appearance on the show. We were supposed to go against Popular Mechanics that day, and I had already gone up against them on Democracy Now! Earlier, and they canceled us straight up. They didn't want an opposition party. So, again, that shows the mainstream media is not going to give us our due time, our say. We have to make them hear us.
Yeah, and that's why we focused our first project, and why we're continuing to find projects that can break through the media blockade, the blackout, with the Bill Maher incidents, with you know, other things we've done with trying to get more celebrities to come out, because that accomplishes what you point to as being important, is mm-hmm. getting through the blackout and the blockade, because once people become aware that there's a huge amount of great people that have the same concerns that they do and are active, they're start motivating towards being active. Like, hey, I want to be part of that. Mm-hmm. So that's how it happened for me. I saw YouTube clips, and I saw, you know, bits of Luke and all kinds of great people actually speaking up and actually accomplishing things with organizations and groups. And I went and, you know, got together with some people, and it's been a wild ride ever since. I can tell you that. A wonderful wild ride.
Absolutely. And that's another thing. You know, yes, a lot of this information is depressing. It's tough to handle. I mean, it's not happy, fun stuff, but that doesn't mean that it should bring your life down. This stuff's going to be going on whether or not you're depressed about it. And I always find it's more positive to think, you know what, I can change this and I have to share this. And that's not going to make my life all about doom and gloom. I mean, we have to report that, you know, this weekend there was an attack on a prison in Afghanistan. They said 1,000 militants were let go. They said 400 of them were Taliban. And then on Monday, they say the Taliban's back in Afghanistan. They're taking over again. And then late Monday, they admit the U.S. helped attack the prison to let them go. These things need to be exposed. More with We Are Change LA and Stuart Howe after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And before we get back to Stuart Hauer of We Are Change LA, I want to remind everybody to support our biggest sponsor. It's eFoods Direct. The only sure thing about the future is there is no sure thing. Storing food for your family is one of the most prudent actions you can take. No one knows what can or will affect the functioning of society or food distribution. With stored food, you eliminate the worry. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. These are the experts, guys. Be prepared and give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. You can go check out the banners over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, Stuart, I really do see a huge breakthrough, and I got to agree with you. I think that we should focus on getting more celebrities to talk. And, you know, Rosie O'Donnell recently on Howard Stern I thought was great because now we have two legitimate people talking about 9/11 being an inside job on Stern without being interrupted or made fun of too much. You got Jesse Ventura and Rosie O'Donnell. But the thing about O'Donnell that interests me is he's offered her a show. And I would love to see her on Sirius Radio where she can get away with a little bit more to do a show and to have some 9/11 truthers on and make that a big part of her show. You know, maybe cover it once or twice a week even or some real news. I really think she could be a huge voice in this movement if she wanted to.
I think so, too. I agree with you. And I think we're on the verge of a tipping point with all the celebrities that have come out recently with Jesse Ventura. You know, certainly is as credible as you can get with his background as a Navy SEAL. I think we're going to see the feeling of more solidarity in Hollywood and in the celebrity community to be able to come out and be a force for change, you know, to pay back a bit to the country and society and even the town that these people have done so well in. And so we're encouraging that. We're working on some things with some people. I know Alex is as well. And I think there really is a huge amount of benefit from celebrities coming out. And that's an exciting thing because a lot of these people are really good folks. They are just waiting to know that they're not going to be hung out to dry and demonized to a certain degree like they've seen done. But now that there's more people coming on board and a warmer response to some of them, I think they're starting a sense of solidarity that will empower them to, in a group or individually, come forward. And We Are Change LA is here to do that, to facilitate that, you know, along with everybody in the movement.
Absolutely. And the American public loves products that are pushed by celebrities, period, amen. I mean, you know, Rosie O'Donnell used to push Kmart. You know, people push things on television, and we find ourselves buying these brands because, you know, Michael Jordan and Nike. Or Haynes.
Sure.
I mean, he's still around. So, you know, they brand it a certain way, and I think it'll open up people's minds even further. And maybe it opens up enough minds that they're like, okay, maybe this isn't the life I should be leading. Maybe I shouldn't care so much about the sports team. Maybe the style car I have isn't that important. Maybe what's important is the legislation being passed to take away my rights as an American citizen, you know, to take away my civil liberties. Maybe I should be paying attention to Kucinich. You know, impeaching the president under 35 separate articles. I mean, this is unprecedented. Let's get your take on the Kucinich impeachment.
Well, I've been focused on other things, but certainly any effort to hold these people accountable, these scoundrels need to be held accountable, as does the larger picture. And I've been primarily focused on the larger picture because the way I see it, to a degree, taking out Bush, Cheney, taking out any of these individuals is like pulling teeth out of a great white shark and then expecting to be safe in the water with it when it's just missing a couple of teeth. And I am all behind impeachment and every level of accountability but I'd like to not see any energy taken away from exposing the true nature of the real threat, which is the power behind the throne, the Bilderberg factor, if you will, and the larger agenda that transcends a regime or, you know, or an executive branch.
No, I'm with you. And, you know, we had Paul Craig Roberts on earlier, and he's still one of those right and left guys. He does a lot of great stuff, writes for Counterpunch. But, you know, with all the evils of Obama, he's still pushing Obama because he thinks that the Democrats will do less evil. And I'm just like, you know, I brought up the Bilderberg group, and I brought up the fact that he probably met with them and that he had these secret meetings with Hillary. And he kind of just thought that that was like, you know, political positioning. I still think that, you know, he was in Washington a long time. And I believe it's just very, very difficult for someone like that to wrap their head around the fact that, you know, these people are working together against us. Give out the website one more time, Stuart, and I thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Is wacla.org, and we've got Bruno's going to court against Fox TV. I've got something going on, so if anybody wants to donate, that would be much appreciated, and thank you for your time. Thank you for all the great work you guys are doing.
Thank you. Alex Jones Show, we'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healy Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
All right, folks. We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls. Final half hour here. Remember, If you missed any of this big old show we do over here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can just go over to Infowars. Listen to the whole loop. We had Mark Dice on. We talked Michael Reagan. We gave out the number to call. We gave out the email address to go to. You know, I mean, it's time to take action, folks. Let's give it out one more time, huh? You're going to want to talk to Jim Roberts at 703-302-1000, extension 215, or J as in the letter, J Roberts at RadioAmerica.org, or J Roberts at AmericanVeteranCenter.org. Let him know we're not pleased with the fact that his radio show host tried to commission our murders. That's just my opinion. I guess I could be wrong. If you want to get at me, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmes. Let's not forget, Alex Jones has a new flick coming out, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, and PrisonPlanet.tv members will be able to see that on the 4th of July. All right, let's go to the callers. We've got John Paul from We Are Change out in Brooklyn. Are you there?
You with Burmes, us? You're kicking ass. You're kicking ass coming in for Alex there. It's a perfect 1-2 punch. He's got a calm, collected guy giving us the hard news like you, and keep up the great work over there.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, and want to tell everybody, Thursday night in New York, we're going to do a benefit for Gary, for German Talis, who was the victim of some very dirty tactics on the street. I was actually out there. And so we're going to raise some money. We'll make sure we have good legal defense for him. And we're going to stop this city prosecutor trying to cram the prosecution down our throat. That's not how it's going to go down. So,
and just to review that, because I want to review that for listeners that have just tuned in or just found us. Around a month ago, these guys are outside peacefully protesting, and a man literally attacks German Gary Talis. German's his real name, but Gary physically attacks him. Okay, Gary doesn't even punch or swing. He tries to defend himself. He's the one who's arrested. Both of them are taken downtown. A woman is not allowed to even give her account. She waits there for hours and hours and hours. They charge him with assaulting his crippled daughter who has cerebral palsy. Then they go on a neocon radio campaign to try to demonize We Are Change yet again. And now they're trying to prosecute him to the full extent of the law. They tried to have him plead guilty to these charges, which are absolutely ludicrous, so we could get 2 years of probation. We can't allow it to happen, folks. Shoot out the site.
Oh, we sure won't, and it's wearechange.org, and if you're in New York this Thursday, we're going to have a nice little event, kind of a cool social event, just for a benefit for Gary. We're going to have some music playing out there, and Diane Lipson is actually the one who's mainly organizing it. She was the one out there and waited all night with Gary and tried to give her testimony and was railroaded by the cops, but we're not going to stop, and I guess we're expecting this kind of opposition these days, and we're never going to stop. In fact, if anybody's out there in New York right now, I won't be able to make it, but I hear slick Bill Clinton is in town tonight, so go get him, hit him hard. And everybody out there, I've been hearing people come on from We Are Change Vancouver, L.A., all around. We Are Change and 9/11 Truth and Truth Action and Truthers and anybody who's trying to do something, my love goes out to you. And hit him again. Hit him again every day. We're never going to stop. We're going to take the society back. Burmes, keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you, man. There you go. You know, there's somebody who's active. There's somebody who's down in the belly of the beast. I love New York City, by the way. I couldn't live there, but NYC is just, it's got a place in my heart, you know. I mean, Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, there's really no place like it on earth, and I really encourage you listeners out there, if you've never been in New York, you need to go. And what a better time than 9/11/08, the 7th anniversary. I know Luke's putting something together. We may be showing my new film, Fabled Enemies, at that event. I'm not quite sure yet. We'll see if we can make that happen. I'm hoping we can make that happen. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Perry in Georgia. Perry, are you with us? No, did he drop? Okay, that's okay. We got Arthur in Kansas. Arthur in Kansas? No, nobody. Oh, there we go. We got, let's see, we got Craig in Philly. I'm sorry. Craig, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, props for all you've done, Jason. Proper.
Well, thank you.
About getting attention, I think that we should build on the ideas by the farmers in 95 and by the truckers in Italy this year and start to have drive-by protesting or drive-through or drive-past or drive-slowly or tourism protesting, whatever you want to call it. But the idea being It's harder to tear gas you in a car. It's harder to water cannon you in a car. You can bring a peanuts and a radio and a cell phone and just drive around and be a tourist.
Well, there's been a couple people that have kind of taken that idea, most notably probably the Granny Warriors, who had the Ron Paul van with America Freedom to Fascism, huge on the side, but then also the Ron Paul limousine, where they got a limo painted up like Ron Paul, the biggest limousine in the world, and drove it across the country. Now, if we could organize and get 10, 20 people, you know, to get into 5, 10 cars and highway blog, freeway blog, just drive around the block, kind of like,
like 5,000 people's around.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that, and I hope that we can put that together. But I know the truckers already tried to do something in D.C. I think it was like 2-3 weeks ago, where they tried to just have this huge, trucker. I think they had a couple thousand there, and they shut down in D.C., and they tried to stop the roadways, but it just didn't happen, and it didn't get media attention. Not that I'm expecting to get media attention. I mean, unfortunately, the mainstream media is going to do everything they can to try to put this movement into the dark. I mean, I literally found out from Aaron last week that in 2006, somebody had actually burned themselves to death in protest of the Iraq war in this country. He actually lit himself on fire and killed himself in protest. And it got zero media coverage. That's serious, man. I thank you for the call. That is a good idea. I mean, put up the website. Try to organize it. Let's get as many people involved as possible. Let's go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just, want to let everybody know there is a huge, I'm sure, most people do know it, but a huge amount of people on the internet that is busy with the 9/11 truth movement. Mm-hmm. I came across some people 2 years ago. I've been a 9/11 truth for now for 2 years. We are very active every night trying to organize things. We're all around the world. We're trying to organize things in our own towns and our own cities here in the United States and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The one comment, I just wanted to make that comment there, but I do have one question. The thing that does scare me is the fact that we're out here doing everything we seem to be able to do, Jason, but yet how do we get these people out of office that are going to discuss the war with Iran? And just like the Bilderbergs that were in Virginia, how do we get those people out of power?
Well, their power structure relies on us being docile. The first thing we need to do is we need to infiltrate our local governments. We need to become state senators. We need to become congressmen. Okay?
Right.
I mean, that's the first step governmentally to try to get this country back. Otherwise, I don't know how we're going to do it. I mean, honestly, I don't think that any kind of violence is going to solve anything. I mean, the guns that these have, not that we shouldn't resist if we're being attacked. But there's no offensive that we're going to win. That's period, amen. And it may take a generation. We may just have to instill this into the youth, because I think the youth are really the majority of who are responding. I mean, I think that if we get it into their heads, maybe they can make the difference that our generation made in the civil rights movement. I mean, racism, although still existing in this country, is a lot better than it was when I was a little kid 20 years ago. I can tell you that. And maybe
right.
We can build a consciousness that it's cool to know about government again. It's cool to be involved in local politics instead of this society where it's cool to not know anything but the latest, hippest TV show or about the latest movie and about the latest fashion sense. Do I know exactly how we're going to do it? No. But I really feel like, this is the digital age. This is the video age. We need people who know how to make movies to continue to make movies and spread this stuff out. I think that's the only way we're going to penetrate the mainstream. And, it's through activism. It's through becoming the local government and becoming the media that we're going to be able to do this. That's what I think, man.
All righty. I appreciate it.
You got it, Mike. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Grant in British Columbia. Grant, are you there?
Hey, Jason. I finally got through. I just want to share that I'm plugging away the truth on Craigslist. It's all a lot of fun. It's up there for 5 minutes and then it's taken down.
Yeah, they like to take a lot of posts down over at Craigslist. I've noticed.
Yeah, they do. But anyway, another thing is I'm calling from Whistler, British Columbia, Canada, home of the 2010 Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Homes where you cannot buy a house for less than $1.3 million, and these homes sit empty.
Well, it doesn't shock me. I mean, you know.
50 weeks of the year. And I just wonder if you could comment on what the Olympics are all about.
Well, yeah, we actually have a big post, I think, over at Jones Report of the Olympics when they were held by Hitler over in Germany, in Nazi Germany, folks. They had the Olympics over there. Hitler actually came up with the symbolism for the Olympics. The circles, the intricate circles there are all him. And it really is an occultic ceremony. I'm sorry to tell y'all, it's an occultic ceremony. If you watch this thing, it's all about the torch and the light, and they align it with the sun. And this year, I thought it was interesting. Someone did email me this, and like I said, I read all the emails that you send over to myspace.com/Jason Burmis. He said, you know, the Olympics are August 8th, 08 this year, 8-8-08, and they're actually going to be kicking off the ceremony at 8:08 a.m. after 8 seconds. So that's very bizarre to me. And he also pointed out that the 8 is the symbol for infinity. So there's a lot of pagan occultic stuff. These guys are into that, man. They're into the star alignment. They're into, I mean, even Ronald Reagan's wife was huge, huge into astrology.
Yeah.
You know, she would base his meetings around, you know, what was in the stars that day. So unfortunately, these people believe in the occult. You know, Hitler thought he had great power from the symbols from the SS and from his sun logo, the swastika. He really thought he harnessed great power from this, and he had an occultic advisor. This is all on the History Channel. Actually, the History Channel one is good. It's like an hour long, but you can get like the 3-hour DVD that really delves into the occultic nature and the symbolism of the Nazis. But that's only continued. You know, anybody who does their research finds out that the Bush family, you know, made their fortune from Nazi money. I mean, literally. I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope I broke it down for you enough, man. And God knows what they're going to try to pull. Oh, oh. Cut
on, Jason. Keep on keeping on, and good luck to you guys.
All right. I think we just fixed that problem. I don't know what happened there, but boy, that was rough. All right, let's take some more callers. Let's go to Kyle in Massachusetts. Kyle, are you there? You there, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
I was just wanted to thank you guys for getting some truth out there, and I wanted to talk about, are you guys up to speed on that article about that fellow in Philadelphia about the freedom? He was preaching the Bible, and they locked him up on the park.
Yep, absolutely. There's a story about that on Infowars.com that he's talking about, is that apparently it's a free speech zone where he was talking about, you know, he's basically preaching, he's a preacher, out in front of the Liberty Bell, and they arrested him for it. We're going to try to get him on, actually. On the program.
Yeah, I actually called him. I left him a message to call me. But I also, is this the Alex Jones Show at this time, or is this We Are Change?
No. This is absolutely the Alex Jones Show. I'm just subbing in for the week. And I'm not even, you know, one of the We Are Changers. I'm one of the guys that put together Loose Change. But I love the We Are Change guys, and we had a couple of them on today.
Yeah, I think it's a oxymoron. The guys over at the Liberty Bell preaching the Bible, and they're arresting him. That's where our country's heading.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there is no free speech in this country. You know, we don't even have a Fourth Amendment, apparently. We're not free in our persons and property anymore. It's just another tale of the police state. I thank you for the call, Kyle. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, are you with us?
Hello. You're doing a great job, Jason.
Well, thank you.
Listen, you know, I try to engage public officials, mayor's office, police department, or whatever, in conversation wherever I can. And I'll tell you, they must have huge jars of blue pills from the Matrix in all government offices, because I'd rather reason with a drunk or a drug addict desperately in need for a fix.
Well, they are often drunks and drug addicts, but that's beside the the point.
They have a double addiction.
That's absolutely true. Well, you know what you need to do? You need to say, if you're going to keep ignoring me, I'm taking your job. I mean, that's what Ventura did. And I know that that's not an easy thing to do. And it's a big commitment. And a lot of us have lives outside of this. And we have jobs. And we have people to take care of. But if they're going to keep ignoring you, yeah, you have to say, well, you know what? I'm from this district too. And I know you've had this cushy job. You've been in this position, elected 5 or 6 times. I think it's time for a change, because I'm gonna do something about these issues. And if we had people all throughout the country that wanted to do that, you know, problems might be fixed tomorrow. It's going to be a long road, because people just aren't convinced that they have the power to win that type of an election. But, you know, I encourage you to keep trying to inform them. It's just, unfortunately, you're right. It often falls on deaf ears, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, because they want to, you know, everybody wants to feel good about themselves, even if they have to lie to themselves to do it. And basically, these people's job is being overseer on the government plantation. And nobody wants to really know that they're taking money to be the overseer on the plantation. Who wants to do that? So they're more than happy to take the blue pill so they can be happily delusional, believing they're really good guys and believing what they want to believe.
Yeah, we all have our own realities. I got to agree with you there. And people often prop themselves up as more important than others and put themselves in authority positions to feel that power. And that's who gravitates to these things mostly. And again, that's why we need to become the local government. And then hopefully, you know, the federal government, a for and by the people establishment, like we tried, you know, in the 1700s. I thank you for the call. Think about it. A government for and by the people. One more time. Together again for the very first time, folks. Us in liberty. Us in the Constitution. I dream of it. I dream of it. All right. Let's go to Arthur in Kansas. Arthur, are you there?
Hello, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm wondering if anybody could check out Michael Reagan's birth family for insanity.
we'd have to dig into that. I think that's a good idea. Let's get to the family tree.
Or
maybe
possibly,
he has some kind of defection.
Or what about DNA?
You know what? I gotta say, though, he might even... I don't think his birth mother and father can be held accountable. I think it's probably the Reagan brainwashing. You know, I think it's probably, again, this kid... He's not a kid, but when he was a kid, I'm sure he was spoiled rotten.
Yeah, yeah, but still, it could be there in the genes someplace.
Sorry, I lost you there for a second. Yeah. I don't know what's going on here, but that's the second time I've had that happen, and thank God it's almost the end of the show.
I just said it could be in the genes someplace.
That, you know, I got to say that I think this one, in nature versus nurture, this one is nurture.
Okay.
And, I just don't know. I mean, I think it's the environment. This kid probably grew up spoiled, rotten, above the law, had access like you wouldn't believe to just about everybody, I'm sure. He's met a ton of celebrities in his day. He's in a delusional mindset. He's probably on a payroll somewhere, Arthur. I thank you for the call. We're going to take your calls at the very end here. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative, Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit ionicsalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit ionicsalts.com. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice.
Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Oh man, I want to listen to this tune, but I can't because we got some breaking news. Another victory for the Republic, folks. Oklahoma has declared its sovereignty. That's right, it's broken away from the federal government. Introduced by a Republican, okay? Charles Key, the Republican state representative who authored the resolution, told WND that he introduced it because he believes the federal government's overstepping its bounds has put our constitutional form of government in danger. The more we stand by and watch the federal government get involved in areas where it has no legal authority, we kill the Constitution a little at a time, he said. The last few decades, the Constitution has been hanging by a thread. Folks, this passed 92-3. Okay, we're going to lead with this story tomorrow. 92-3. Think about that. I mean, it's not funny. Thank God. Thank the Lord that Oklahoma said we've had enough. I hope that other states follow suit. They're not just going to take it. Man, that's awesome. All right, let's continue to take callers. Let's go to Christian in Texas. Christian, are you there? What's on your mind, Christian?
Hey, Jason, how are you? I just wanted to call attention to something that you can see on, if you go to 9/11 Blogger.
Uh-huh.
Right now, one of the Pacifica stations, I think the one in L.A.,
okay,
KPFK, is doing
their drive.
Their pledge time, right, yeah, right now. And one of their shows called Beneath the Surface, which is on 4 to 6, covers 9/11 Truth a lot. And if people don't know, the way that these stations finance themselves is, you know, it depends
like
on
PBS.
How much.
It's like
yeah,
PBS.
It depends on how much each show pulls in. And so if a lot of people could donate, I did last week, to this show, it would send a message to the station that...
Give out the show one more time.
Oh, wait, say it again?
What was the show again? One more time?
The show is called Beneath the Surface.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. I've only got a couple more people. I got to take them real quick. But yeah, KPFK helped launch Loose Change really hardcore, and they have a lot of good people working there. Let's go to Lisa in New York. Lisa, are you there?
Hi, yes. Great show, Jason.
Well, thank you.
Real quickly, I mean... Do you fear, I mean, that possibly there's going to be some kind of event that's going to call off the election?
Yeah, all the time. I've got to tell you, I hope they don't.
And then martial law will be instated. It seems to me that that's...
It's a possibility, but come on, let's be honest here. They've been exposed at such a high level for 9/11 alone in this country. I think it's going to be tough for them to pull off any high-scale event in this country. But... I mean, look, they're drilling for a dirty bomb over at the DNC. And can you imagine if they sacrificed some of our democratic leaders? Can you imagine how quick martial law really would come into existence? So it
exactly.
is a fear, but I still...
But it shouldn't stop anybody from moving in the direction that you're moving.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's always a fear. I mean, I think that they pulled off 7-7 across seas again because the information was just too hot here. I don't think it would have flown here. You know,
absolutely.
Same thing with Madrid.
I agree with all of that. There's no doubt in my mind. In fact, I'm in New York, 9-1-1, that same day. I completely, the hairs stood up on the back of my neck because I suspected it was an inside job.
Well, thank God there are
morning.
People like you. You look at those buildings fall, a lot of people had their suspicions. I thank you for the call, Lisa. Let's go to our final caller. Let's go to Tom in California. Tom, are you with us?
Hey, Jason, you and Alex are wonderful people, and I'm glad you guys have the show.
I just wanted to say, yesterday I was listening to, I think it's a Free Speech Radio News,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody on there talking about the levee break in Iowa and how the museum and several other buildings were completely evacuated.
Send it over to Aaron at Infowars.com. It's the end of the show. I haven't looked into that, but if it's a big story, we'll cover it tomorrow. Remember, if you missed any of the four-hour broadcast today, folks, you can go to www.infowars.com and watch it all over again. Let's get Endgame out to people. Let's get Loose Change Final Cut out to people. Let's get Terror Storm out to people. Let's make a difference, folks. We're fighting the battle. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit